If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hello, this is Rick Dees in the morning.
I am an asshole.
Come on, who's a bigger jackass than me? I'm a huge jackass.
Lisa, what was your favorite part of the Tim Matheson interview? Was it when Kevin asked about Tim's dead dad?
You know, my father passed away a few years ago.
Oh, did he? It's a good thing he didn't have to see that then.
I knew it. I know. As soon as I said, have you talked to your...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Well, it's a good thing he's dead then, so he doesn't have to see this.
Note to self, never ask Star about parents.
That is some f***ed up sh**.
Kevin and Bean, honestly, they're a couple of schmucks.
I'm here to say... to hell with the white America.
And dead at 73, Belgian cartoonist André Franquin, creator of the hilariously disaster-prone character Gaston Lagaffe.
You appear intelligent, but when you open your mouth, the effect is spoiled.
Yeah, screw you.
I'm taking you down right now. You and me. Let's go, bitch.
And now...
That's the way it is? Then I just hate you, and I hate your ass face.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it's Thursday, the 4th of September.
Yeah! Oh.
So far, I like it.
Adding a noise each day, keeping the ones from before. It's a lot better than last month when we were taking callers who were doing it.
Mostly men.
August. And
for some reason.
Mostly there were men, and they were not.
The women were.
They're not sexy.
That's it. Well, they were going for sexy, as it turns out.
Men are not sexy.
No.
You watched the stupid convention last night?
I TiVo'd a half hour because it was interfering with Bones and Sons of Anarchy, which is a new show that started last night that I kind of wanted to see. Mm-hmm. So I TiVo'd half an hour of Sarah Palin's speech, but I heard a ton of clips this morning.
You know, I've been avoiding it actively.
I know you have.
These things drive me crazy. Yeah. Both sides come out and promise the world, and then... whichever party gets in, they won't do what they said.
Yeah.
Because you can't really.
No, it's true. It's not up to you.
Right.
Really.
So don't come out and promise us that. Yeah. That drives me crazy.
But they all do it.
So I had poker last night. I had a big poker game. And the person whose house we had to poker at had this on his big screen.
Oh, good. Almost, couldn't really escape that.
Almost too loud to even...
play poker?
Yeah, even talk or think or whatever. And it was just, she was yelling at us and I don't know. I can't take that stuff. Then they show people in the audience, and people in the audience just look just enraptured. They look like they're having an orgasm or something.
Yeah.
Like it's that good.
They were thrilled.
And that's something I'll never understand, because it seems to me like when you vote, honestly, it's mostly about voting against someone. Really? I mean, mostly it's like that person scares me, so I'm going to vote for that person so that the person A doesn't get in.
Right.
How can anyone be that excited about somebody? You're crying and you got the stupid hats.
Well,
stupid
and again, it goes
everywhere.
Back to what you said. I mean, I loved a lot of the things Barack Obama said, but I'm a realistic person. I know that there's no way that all that stuff is going to happen.
Right.
So I'm happy that he wants to.
And I hope he tries.
And I hope he tries and gets a few things through, but I'm not standing in front of my TV crying.
But that's the thing. Those people, they're crying.
The people at the conventions, man, they're so hardcore.
They are just dumb. They're just dumb.
Yeah.
They wear those hats and they have 75 pins and buttons. And I just look at them and go, wow, those are, I guess there's
geeks. You're representing us.
Yeah. I guess there's geeks in every group. You know, there's sports geeks. They play fantasy football.
Right.
Then there's, political geeks, and they must just dream their whole lives about going to a convention. And then they get there and they stand around forever and they hear 17 speeches.
Doesn't it look like there's so much downtime?
Oh.
Like they're there from the crack of dawn till midnight and they see 5 speeches. What do they do all that time?
Stand around and be happy with each other. That's me. That's
so
what it is.
Bored.
Too happy. Don't buy it. I don't buy it. I'm just too happy. So anyway,
that happened.
I couldn't get away from it.
And we have McCain tonight.
And finally, when she was done speaking, I said, "Can we turn this off, please?" And they were like, "All right, we'll turn it off."
Were they all excited too?
No.
They're just paying attention.
Yeah, it's more like they just kind of wanted to see what was going on.
Sure. Well, if you were going to watch, last night would have been the night.
Why?
Because of
Palin.
Yeah. Of course. Just out of curiosity, if nothing
else. She's hot.
How'd she look?
Hot.
She look good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure John McCain was pretty happy about that.
She's a good-looking Tina Fey. If you were to take Tina Fey and make her attractive, that's what this woman would
be. Come
on.
I think Tina Fey's attractive.
I do too. I'm just kidding. But this woman, especially for a politician.
Sure.
I mean, let's be honest.
Who's had five kids.
Five kids.
It's pretty amazing.
At one point, they cut into to the crowd. They cut to one of her little daughter, I think. Looks like she's four or five. Mm-hmm. She was holding the baby.
Oh, geez, yeah. No.
And she was petting him.
Man.
Yeah, like it was a dog. I don't know. I didn't understand what it was. But.
Oh, that's funny.
And then the chick, his daughter.
Yeah.
I'll get
Mike
that.
Mike is over there.
Hang on, I'll get that.
Just messing crap up.
How's that going, Mike? Good? You all right?
Good.
All right.
Did you get any sleep last night?
No.
He's just breaking stuff over in the corner.
So did you see the pregnant daughter?
I saw the pregnant daughter.
Did you see her boyfriend, Levi?
Yes.
He was supposed to be there.
They've cleaned them up. You wouldn't even recognize them.
Really?
Yeah. Remember she had kind of blondish hair?
Yeah.
In the picture, she was throwing her gang sign, and mm-hmm. the dude she was with was a total douchebag and was holding a giant bottle of whiskey. And
well, they didn't show up with bottles of alcohol.
It turns out they apparently they had their team, you know, buff them out. I mean, they really – she was super –
Does he look like Ivy League now?
Yes, totally. He had, you know, his hair was perfect and his suit was, he was wearing one of those power suits, those political suits. And she was super, super conservatively dressed. You couldn't even see she had boobs. Like that conservatively.
She's just like the Queen of England.
Yeah, exactly. This long dress that comes from the bottom of her chin all the way to her toes.
Awesome.
Oh, dear. And I looked at him and I was like, I saw the picture of that girl earlier today. I don't think that's her.
Maybe they swapped her
out. Maybe
they
swapped her out. That was my thought.
I wouldn't be surprised. That'd be so funny.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my daughter. Yeah. No. So they clean them up big time.
Yeah.
Big
I'm sure.
time.
Well, they're going to have to keep an eye on them because those two, you know.
Oh, I love it.
I wouldn't trust them not to bust out.
I love that. I love it when you know that the politician may mean well, but the son or daughter, let's face it.
Could give a rat's
Yeah. You don't really like what your parents do. You don't like them. You don't want to be told what to do.
Yeah. When they're in jobs where everything you do is under a microscope.
Right.
That's got to suck.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
For the next 3 months, they're going to party and everything else, you know, and there's going to be pictures and, you
it's
know,
like
Tyler
Bush
Durden's
twins.
Going to put up photos from last night at Hyde and it's going to be just, what the hell?
It's going to go all Hollywood.
That's the only thing I love about that crap. But these conventions could not end too soon.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen. You know what they're going to say.
I know.
It's all of the just boneheaded, nerdy, just crazy people that are so excited with their buttons. We should round up everybody at both conventions and ship them off to another country someplace. Because they have a vote that equals mine and yours.
And you know, we didn't approve.
I saw a woman last night at the convention with no legs. Her vote counts as much as mine. She didn't have one leg.
Half as much.
She didn't even have one leg. Come on. No legs. Give me a break. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
Thursday morning, last night was America's Next Top Model.
Oh, I have not watched this season.
Which I've not watched any of. Zero seasons.
I used to. Yeah.
Never into it, never cared.
Sure, I could see that.
Tranny, gotta watch.
Pre-op
tranny.
Tranny.
So
one
dude,
of the models.
Dude, looks like a lady, not. Still a dude.
Are they like rooming him with all the girls?
Yes.
For all of the stress that causes and mm-hmm. tension?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Wow.
And I gotta tell you, you know, I am a firm believer that Tyra Banks is a whore.
Sure.
This show is high school bad.
Yeah.
High school. I mean, they were doing this thing where it was like futuristic and they were trying to act like robots and they were trying to talk like robots and they had all this.
And
then
they're taking pictures of them?
Their presentation was so just corny, stupid, bad. Now I know I don't watch it, but
yeah.
I brought in some highlights. Tyra being a whore.
Thank God you watched it. I didn't have to.
That's the only show I'm ever going to watch of her. I cannot take her.
Yeah.
I record Tyra Banks talk show every day. In case something happens, I can go back and get clips, but I could not watch more than 2 minutes of her.
I don't blame you. It's really all about her in the end.
Yeah, totally.
All about her.
Matt Money Smith will be here in the studio.
Is that because of the NFL starting?
I would like to point out, for those of you that are like myself, I know that there are a lot of baseball fans out there. But for people who aren't baseball fans, I love hockey and I love basketball and I love football. Finally, everything's back. I mean,
Not everything.
It's going to be another 3 weeks for hockey or whatever, but it's all coming back.
Yeah.
And football, the NFL, today, which means there's games all weekend long. And I love that. We're going to clarify white pants.
Oh, really?
Today.
Can we do that legally?
White pants, the rules.
Okay.
Along with white pants, the song. That's coming up this morning. More details on Michael Jackson and his alleged romance with Pam Anderson.
She would kill him.
Yes, she would.
If they got together one time, he would snap.
Yes, she would.
Pam Anderson?
We'll talk about that today. And we've got a great new instant request on the program today.
Okay.
And Sunday are the MTV Video Music Awards, and we're going to let you earn your tickets in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Your tickets to the MTV Video Music Awards. Right now, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Just want Kevin to know the little girl wasn't petting the
she was petting
Down
the baby.
Syndrome baby.
Petting the baby.
She, if you watch the whole thing, she was licking her hand and then slicking the baby's hair down because apparently it was sticking up.
Oh,
well, we don't want that.
Oh, that's so cute. Look at the little girl petting the hair down on the...
You're even grooming the little baby, for God's sakes.
Yeah. They had the pregnant girl like all girdled up. She's 5 months pregnant. She's like, they're trying to make my baby go away. It's very interesting.
Wasn't it funny how different they looked from the photos we saw yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were not even the same people.
It struck me of how the they used to tart up the Bush twins.
Yeah.
Remember how G-Dub's kids, the girls would always look so polished and professional, and then they'd be getting busted for buying booze underage at college and stuff.
Sure.
You know, God bless kids. I think you just got to love that as a politician, having teenage kids, just knowing they could go off at any moment.
You know they will at some point. You just don't know how bad and where it's going to be and who's going to catch it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's funny. All right, 5:53, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Speaking of Bristol Palin, the 17-year-old daughter of vice presidential hopeful Sarah Palin, she is 5 months pregnant with her child. And apparently, she's got a buddy in another teen mom. Jamie Lynn Spears has stepped forward for her.
To speak out for her?
Yes, to be on her side.
Oh, that's nice.
And that helps?
Jamie Lynn says she knows what it's like to be 17 and pregnant and have the press jump all over you. Listen, it's not the press jumping all over you that's the problem. It's whoever that sweaty dude is on top of you in the back seat of that car.
Oh, no. She's a whore.
Yeah, apparently Bristol will soon be the proud owner of some pink burping cloths. That came from the exclusive Petit Tresor, that baby store in Beverly Hills where all the celebs go.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Lynn Spears put a package together and sent it to Bristol Palin saying, "Dear Bristol, hang in there. XOXO, Jamie Lynn, let's swap boyfriends sometime."
What?
She's a whore, okay?
So Bristol getting some support from the other teen moms in the public eye.
That's got to make all the difference to her, don't you think?
I think so. She'll feel a lot better about what she's going through knowing that one of the Spears clan is behind her. They're a good bunch. You know, Anne Hathaway, most recently, sure. I guess, from Get Smart. You saw her as 99 in that. She had a boyfriend named Raffaello Folieri, who turned out to be a huge con man. Well, it turns out that it wasn't her heart.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't only her heart that Raffaello stole from Anne during their relationship.
What did he take?
He swindled her out of hundreds of thousands of dollars during their relationship.
Well, that
sucks. Gave him access to her money?
Well, it came to be more of like, could you pick up this tab for me until my ship comes in kind of deal.
Geez.
Vanity Fair magazine did a story about it and said that she shelled out his $37,000 a month rent.
A month?
A month. On his New York apartment.
Wow.
So she was paying his rent, $37,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
A month.
Stop. As well as other sundry items that she would pick up the tab for.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. This dude was charged with a dozen counts of felony wire fraud, conspiracy, money laundering, and other charges, and remains in jail until he can post the $21 million in bail.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll pony that up.
She's done. She's done giving him money. So
$21 million in bail—that's more than I've ever heard. I think
he might be a flight risk.
I guess
it's a dozen felony counts of fraud and conspiracy and money laundering. I mean, they take that stuff seriously, the feds. So that's how you keep him in jail, I guess, is to
just make it high enough you can't pay
$21 million bail. Britney Spears spent her Labor Day weekend hanging by the pool in Vegas.
Well, that's a good place for her.
Yeah, I think so. And apparently she nearly had a run-in with her ex-boyfriend, Adnan Galib.
Oh, bro.
Apparently, while People Magazine was in town following Britney Spears, they ran across Adnan at the same hotel. The magazine reports they came within yards of each other several times, but the two did not do any reuniting while in Sin City.
Adnan! Glendale's my town! I love System of a Down! Because I'm Armenian, bro! Covered in hair and jewelry from head to toe!
I don't think Adnan is Armenian.
How dare you? I'm Persian.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on. Can you give me a deal on a cell phone, Adnan?
You know, it's funny thing, I can. I can. New BlackBerry you want?
Yeah.
I get you a good deal. How about refi?
No, I'm good with the house.
I think you need new home.
No, no,
you just move into
one.
This one, I get you a new one.
I don't need
good deal.
The refi.
You're my friend.
Yet.
You're my buddy.
No,
huh?
No,
okay,
no,
good,
no, 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 no. Nicolas Cage is the proud owner of what he calls the most haunted home in America.
Really?
Yes.
Most haunted home in America.
Nicolas Cage says that he is deathly afraid of the $3.5 million property that he owns and refuses to sleep in the house.
Is it in New Orleans or where is it?
It doesn't say here where it is.
Hmm. That's a good purchase then.
Nick claims that there are always at least five or six ghosts surrounding the home. But he refuses to let supernatural investigators come in to dispose of his unwanted guests. He says if there are some spirits in there, he doesn't want them being exploited.
Really? In this house that none of us knew about before he opened his mouth?
More of a ghost protector.
Yes.
Come on.
He's afraid of the place, doesn't want to sleep there.
He's crazy.
But at the same time, doesn't want the ghosts to be exploited by supernatural investigators.
It's not going
to
be easy selling that house, I got to tell you.
Yeah, the house is haunted, but I won't have anyone remove them. It's Bangkok dangerous. And Daniel Radcliffe has no intention of becoming tabloid fodder. He's one of the richest actors under the age of 21. And he says he doesn't like the party at the Hollywood nightclubs. He doesn't like drugs, drinking, smoking. He says he's got a very focused career.
Yeah.
And he likes to spend his free time writing poetry.
This sounds like... Sounds like he's jinxing himself as he goes.
Yeah, remember Shia LaBeouf said, you're not going to see me in the tabloids. Yeah. anyway, Radcliffe says he intends to remain scandal-free for the rest of his career. However, he said he would like to play a drag queen sometime so he can load up on eye makeup.
Is that your joke part?
No, that's not the joke part.
He said that.
The second half of the Daniel Radcliffe quote.
Okay.
Maybe that's why he's not out partying with ladies in the Hollywood nightclubs.
Always possibility.
Writing poetry.
I like to write poetry.
At home with my eyeshadow. Getting naked with horses. Today's celebrity birthdays, Beyonce Knowles.
Ah! Where's your bell? Thank you. Okay.
Front desk. Pick up my bags.
It sounds like.
Of course, from Destiny's Child and from Jay-Z's joint. She is 27 years old today. She's only 27. Doesn't seem like she's been famous forever.
Ever,
yep.
Yeah.
Our entire lives.
Yeah. Wes Bentley, actor from American Beauty, is 30 years old today. Ione Skye, another beautiful, talented actress. She is 37 years old today. Damon Wayans, actor and comedian, is 48. And our very own, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him, Dr. Drew Pinsky. Dr. Drew celebrates his 50th birthday today. Happy birthday, Drew. He
is better than us?
Yeah, in every way. He's 50 years old. The guy's just ripped and tore up and runs marathons every day. I think he runs literally a marathon a day.
Yeah.
Lifts weights.
Yeah.
Solves crimes. Rescues people from burning buildings on his way to work. Gets people off drugs. Delivers babies and cabs and stuff. He's just
brokers Mideast peace deals.
He's a lovely wife and he's great kids and he's just a freak.
Yeah, F him.
So yeah, whatever with you and your birthday, mister. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. I got to tell you that this whole white pants thing has just exploded. We've been talking about this for a long time. The fact that if you wear white pants, you are... Well, let me just play the definition from the Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
Here you go.
White pants. When worn by a woman...
Excellent. Glad we played the unedited version.
Wow.
teens a little yesterday.
You're relaxed in your older age.
We had a we had an edited version. I just chose not to play it.
Good for you.
Not Alrighty. Sure why.
Screw the man.
Oh my God.
And so we've had a lot of interest in that because a lot of people seem to have not been familiar with that rule. Like I didn't when we found out about it. I didn't know
it was new to us. Maybe 3 years ago we heard about this.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah.
You know why we didn't know about it? Because some random dude invented it.
Nope. It's science, dude.
Oh, really?
It's science. If girls wear white pants, they are inviting that type of action.
Mm-hmm. They are unlocking the back door?
That's correct, yes.
They are welcoming visitors.
They're advertising that they're unlocking the back door.
I see.
Hey, get me the afro that that requests this, if you don't mind. Oh, no, that's a different afro. I'm sorry, Mark. Mike. I'm confused.
He played poker last
Mark.
Night.
I did.
Had no sleep.
I played poker last
too
night.
Too much to drink, and this is what we
hey,
have.
Hey, Mark. Seriously, Mark. Load up that afro. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about, will you?
Awesome.
All right, so,
great.
So people keep asking us, what are the rules?
Yeah, we get emails all the time. Well, what if they're capris?
What if they're capris?
Shorts,
does that
or
still count?
Culottes.
What if they're off-white?
What if they're on old people? There's a lot of rules about it, but here's the bottom line. If you wear white pants, you're telling the world... I'm into this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's just
that's
the bottom.
Just the bottom
doesn't
line.
Matter if, doesn't matter if you're old. Doesn't matter if you're young. Doesn't matter if you're,
doesn't
say,
matter if,
Chinese and everyone in the whole place is wearing white.
Doesn't matter if someone's ever going to take you up on it.
That's correct.
It just means you would do it.
It's just your way of advertising to the
sure.
world that that is what
hey,
you are
I
into.
I dig this.
Yes.
Right.
Bring it on.
Jason in Venice. Good morning. Hello, Jason. Oh, see, he said, what if guys are wearing white pants?
Oh, good question. Ooh. I never thought of that.
I got to tell you. I mean, that's the rule. It's science.
Yeah.
We're not making this stuff up. If you wear white pants, that's what you want.
First of all, what guy's wearing white pants in 2008,
the guy that wants that.
Just Eddie Van Halen, by the way. I went to see them. Yes. Eddie Van Halen was wearing the white, what are the shorter ones? The culottes or whatever?
Capri pants?
Capri pants.
Come up to
nice.
The calf.
He was rocking the capri
yeah.
pants.
Looking like Mary Tyler Moore on the old Dick Van Dyke show. That's a bad look for guys.
So basically, just that's it. You wear white pants, you want it.
Okay.
And you're going to get it from somebody on the street at some point. That's all I'm saying.
Whether
on
you
the
watch
street.
It or not.
Just saying. If you're
Kevin
advertising.
Kevin will probably no, jump you and just split your seam.
But
you know what I'm saying.
Well, I have no idea what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
So we thought maybe a song would help. Maybe a song would help people understand the white pants rule.
Well, it's a great way to learn, I think, is through music. Sometimes
that's right.
things you can't just understand from listening to people talk about it. You can get a better understanding of the world through song.
That's how we learn the alphabet.
Exactly, Lee. So a perfect point.
Yeah.
Once again, you've crystallized my thoughts.
Very well done. So
bring
here
that
you
song
go.
Up, Mark. Mark,
play
the song.
Hit it, Mark.
The trousers are white. That means that tonight I'm gaining access to that forbidden tunnel of love. You can't deny it. You wanna try it. Your pants let me know that I can try you on like a glove. Find yourself a pillow and bite it. You hold the white pants, you can't hide it. And gay dudes really seem to like it. So just pretend you're in jail. White pants, you're offering up your backside. White pants, you're giving your cornhole up to me. Look, this isn't hearsay, rumor, or myth. No, it's proven science. It's like a bullseye drawn on your brown eye. An invitation to tee off on hole number two. Nothing you can do can prevent me from trying out your alternate entry. The message after white pants sent me is, come on, cowboy, it's on. Girl, what's the matter? You're serving poo-poo platter. When I see your pants are white, that's right. White pants, you're offering up your backside. White pants, you're giving your cornhole up to me. Look, this isn't hearsay, rumor, or myth. No, it's proven science. White pants, white pants, white pants, white pants.
Oh, there you go.
Come on.
Hey, it's proven science. And coming up, we've got your tickets to the MTV Video Music Awards. You're going to have to earn them, unfortunately, but you can do that just after the top of the hour. Plus, we got Matt Moneysmith coming in to talk about the beginning of the NFL, which is today.
You all are so happy. Oh,
could not be more happy. It is Sextember now. That means August is over.
Mm-hmm. August is over. Does that mean that you don't want me to call the Afro line and have an orgasm on it anymore?
No, it doesn't mean that,
actually. No, that's always acceptable.
Feel free.
That's always a good use of the Afro line. 323-520-AFRO. Yesterday, we discovered David Hasselhoff's social network, which is stupid at best, and him trying to be funny and failing miserably at worst. And this is a little of how he has decided to work his last name into every conversation.
Hi, it's David Hasselhoff, the Hoff, and I'm trapped in this phone. If you can hear this, pick me up and answer me. Hello? Hello? I'm Hoff off. I'm Hoff and running soon. Well. All right, I'm halfway out of here. Have a Hoffy day.
Hey, guys. You know what's David Hasselhoff's favorite brand of vodka? Smirnoff. Yeah.
It's as good as anything Hasselhoff said.
My favorite thing about that delivery is, yeah, yeah.
So since Bean's on vacation this week, I got to use you, Ralph, in my fantasy radio league. So bring the funny chuckles.
Bring the funny chuckles. That's right.
I'm more of a Bangkok protector. That doesn't even make sense. I'm an idiot.
I'm not sure what this guy was calling about.
Yeah, Finland just got a lot of crap here, huh?
What? Okay.
Don't know.
You weren't there?
No.
Okay.
No idea what that's about. KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean page. Go to the videos, and you can see Psycho Mike training Dave for his 10K, which was this past Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Videos are still up there.
Hey, guys. I was watching those videos with Psycho Mike and the King of Mexico, and all I was thinking was, is King of Mexico Carlos Mencia?
He is a dead ringer for Carlos Mencia. That is true. Looks just like him.
Spooky.
You know the big voice guy that passed away? In a world where... Blah, blah, blah.
Dan LaFontaine,
yep.
Is his name?
Passed away this past week.
Yeah.
In a world where it is death every summer. Movie voiceover guy?
Aww.
Come on. Not as good a delivery on that one. Our new feature, which has just taken over the country by storm, is Let's Talk About Megan Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting demands now from all over the world to do it.
Let's talk about Megan Fox, baby. Let's talk about her doing me. Let's talk about Megan Fox every night and day on Kevin and Deke. Let's talk about Megan, because she's a fox.
Yep, that's about the quality of it.
Yeah.
Right there.
Whoa, Megan Fox. Why pants is the color of your energy?
Nicely done.
Kevin and Bean, you were just a couple bitches. I'd rather get herpes from a Mexican midget than listen to your show for another minute of my life. Lisa May, could you please take up all your clothes? I miss the bulls behind your chin, but hit you on the nose. The award for the biggest of the year goes to Mike.
And finally, some thoughts again on Dave the King of Mexico and his 10K. And also the fact that he's grown a rat tail. There's a picture of it up at KROQ.com. Kevin and Bean page. Go to sites.
Yeah.
And there's a close-up of his, quote, rat tail,
it takes
unquote.
A close-up. You can't see it otherwise.
It's a tiny little just...
It's like five hairs.
It's just so gay. We have to shave it. We have to shave it right off.
So, anyways, I'm going to run the 10K. I have a song. Rat tail beaner with fingerless gloves, running a 10K in downtown LA. Don't be stupid.
He got Dave's essence perfectly, didn't he? Yesterday, Ralph was doing the showbiz beat, and he did a story about Michael Jackson and the fact that he was dating Pam Anderson.
Yeah, you don't believe that.
Michael Jackson, no possible way. Because she goes for, you know, kind of studly, stupid guys.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? Like, she goes for Kid Rock, which who I like, but she goes for Tommy Lee. Mm-hmm. She doesn't go for the Michael Jackson type.
Ever.
So I believe, and I don't think he would know what to do with all that.
I know.
To be honest. So we thought we would check in with Michael and just find out if it's true or not.
Okay.
Because Ralph told us the story yesterday. Good morning, Michael. So you are dating Pamela Anderson.
How do you like me now, bitches?
So you're saying that's true?
Absolutely true.
Really?
Pam Anderson is my lady.
Your lady?
Sweet lady. come, come, my baby. My pretty, baby.
I hear you love that song. So, according to the article, you've been on a string of dates. How many is a string?
About a dozen, I
guess. A dozen dates?
Really?
Yes.
With Pamela Anderson, and you've been secretly meeting in Malibu.
That's right. We've been arranging it in total secrecy so that we can have our privacy, so we can be lovers.
Have you ever been a lover to anyone?
Yes, I have, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Do you know what to do with a woman that looks like that?
Do I ever? I have wrecked Pam Anderson.
Come on. There's no possible way.
I've driven her like a cheap rental car.
Pam Anderson?
I split Pam Anderson like a pair of eights.
Come on.
Why do you think I've been in a wheelchair so much recently?
Oh. Well, now that does make sense.
Because I've practically broken my pelvis.
She destroyed you.
Giving her the Motown jackhammer.
Wait, what's the Motown jackhammer?
I can't describe it on the radio.
So it's true. You're not just making this up.
It involves a bottle of Jerry Curl.
Right.
And a silk scarf.
Okay. All right. That's probably enough detail.
Yes.
So are you still, are you currently dating her?
Yes, we're currently dating. And we're very, very much in love.
Do you have plans for the future?
Absolutely.
No.
I plan to marry Pam.
No.
Well, she does get married a lot.
Really easily.
Yeah,
that's true.
She proposed on our first date.
She proposed to you?
Yes.
Huh. To you?
Yes.
Are you sure she was looking at you?
Yes.
Not the waiter behind you? Or?
Yes, it was me.
All right.
And I hope to marry her soon and move in with her and her two young sons.
Oh, no.
Get
out! No.
Oh, no. Gotta make sense now.
No, she's not letting you around her kids.
Brandon and Dylan?
No.
Are two charming young gentlemen.
Oh, Michael.
And I hope to babysit for them.
Oh,
come on, Michael.
While loving their mother with all the heterosexuality I can muster.
Yeah, which is not much.
How dare you? You and with your lies.
Stay away from the kids, Michael. That's all we're saying. Stay away. You're 50
I
now.
What if I could?
You just...
Don't you think I'd like to?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
You just turned 50.
Daddy's got to get some.
Come on, Daddy. We don't... Come on. You're 50. You can't
you
be doing
say,
that.
Come on, Daddy.
I did. You said you referred yourself as Daddy, so I referred
you.
Oh, so I referred you as Daddy.
That was creepy.
It was creepy.
It's creepier coming out of you than me.
Come on, how's that possible?
That's saying something.
So you're dating her, you plan on marrying her?
Yes, we're planning to have a long, happy life together.
Oh.
And I can't tell you how happy I am. It's like I'm born again.
Yeah.
As a white woman. Which is what I always wanted.
That's what you've wanted to be.
Yes.
Yeah, with all that surgery
like
and whatnot.
Girlfriends than anything
now
else.
Now we can be two lesbians together.
You're not really a girl yet, though. I don't think you haven't had the surgery, have you?
Maybe I have.
Maybe you've had the surgery.
Maybe that's why you're in a wheelchair.
You're just jealous.
Look.
Because I'm driving the boat with my dilly-dag.
We're guessing that you're not driving any boat with your wiener.
The other day I was driving a boat with my wiener.
You just weren't.
I was.
We refuse to believe this rumor at all. There's no possible way she's having...
It was the Queen Mary.
Yeah.
I was driving it with my wiener.
Queen Mary does not move.
Well, neither does my wiener.
Okay, well, that works out perfectly. Ralph, you don't have anything to give away here, do you?
I do not, sir.
Movie tickets or anything? All right, we have tickets for the MTV Video Music Awards, and we're going to give those away just after the showbiz beat. So if you want to call now at 1-800-520-1067, you are going to have to earn them, and it is a game that might cause a little bit of pain.
Your ears bleed.
Just a little bit. Yeah. And it will help.
Listen to Psycho Mike tell a story?
No, not that bad.
Whoa,
not that bad.
Thank God.
No, God, no. It's just Omaroki. But
Omaroki! I love Omaroki.
Here's the thing, though. It's not just K-Rock songs. So if you have a broad knowledge of a lot of... Because this year, the MTV Video Music Awards, not a lot about us.
That's true.
So it might be any genre of music. Omar will sing the song. You have to identify the artist for us. And that's coming up just after the top of the hour. First, it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Speaking of VMAs, we now know the truth. Britney Spears will appear at the MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday and will open the festivities.
Doing what?
Come on, disaster.
She's not going to be performing, sadly.
What?
She will be appearing to kick things off and maybe presenting.
So she's going to come out and say hi?
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
Spears said in a release statement, MTV has long played an important role in my career.
How can I not be there to kick off the 25th VMAs? I'm excited to open the entire show, to say hi to my fans, and to be nominated.
What was she nominated for?
She's nominated for three
awards.
What? Oh, best female video, best pop video, and video of the year for Piece of Me.
Are you kidding?
I kid you not.
Video of the year? I don't know what Piece of Me is.
Piece
that?
Of Me, I think, was her stripper video. That grainy, sort of poorly shot
her
one
first
with
one.
Her rolling around on the...
Gimme More or whatever that is.
Oh, maybe that is Gimme More.
I don't know.
Dave would know.
I didn't know she
State
was doing...
Mexico, what's Piece of Me? Come in and tell us if you can hear me.
I didn't know she was doing anything current that anyone cared about.
Mm-hmm. No one does. I think MTV just... sees her as still a viable commodity because of the controversy and stuff, so they've been playing her.
If story. We nominate you, will you come on the
yeah,
show?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So there you go. There's your VMA update. She will be kicking off the proceedings. So if you win tickets next, you can be there to see the mess that is Britney Spears.
Maybe that was her anime. Didn't she do an animated one? Maybe that was that. So that's why they're nominating her, because she's not in it.
Embarrassingly, I am really behind on my Britney Spears video catalog. I'm not too familiar with her current work.
Yeah,
so
me either.
I apologize. I
didn't know there was current work.
Speaking of award ceremonies, some great audio has surfaced with Lily Allen and Elton John, who performed as presenters at the British GQ Men of the Year Awards in London this week. Apparently, Lily likes to have a few cocktails.
Oh, good.
And Elton also likes to have a few cocktails.
Oh, good.
And when you get two girls together like that, they're going to get catty, and they're gonna have a little hissy fit. So I think half of this was a playful ribbing of each other, and half of it was sort of a boozy talk between a funny broad and a queen.
Okay.
So here's Lily Allen on stage with Elton John to present an award, but they're a little sloppy, and they don't really get to the award too quickly.
Now... we reach a very special point in the evening.
Well, you're going to have another drink?
F*** off, Elton. You know what? I'm 40 years younger than you. I've got my whole life ahead of me.
I could still snort you under the table.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
We don't usually do this, but we can... F*** off, Elton.
All right, all right.
Seriously.
She told him that twice.
Yeah, it's good times.
F off, Elton.
Ours aren't like that at all.
No. We got to start serving more booze at the award ceremonies.
MTV, will you please serve booze before your award show this Sunday night?
That'd be awesome.
People all liquored up. That's when it's good.
F off, Elton.
Well, Elton still likes a little blow from time to time, too. I will snort you under the table.
40 years younger than you does not make a queen happy.
No, it doesn't.
By the way.
Beverly Hills 90210 apparently is still the hottest zip code in primetime.
Yeah.
The revamped Beverly Hills 90210 debuted on the CW network, and it was the highest-rated debut in the history of the network.
I like it. It's a hit. I think I'll keep watching it.
Which
I think
isn't
it was
saying,
2 hours. Yeah.
Saying too much, because CW hasn't been around for that long.
True.
But 4.9 million people tuned in to watch the premiere on Tuesday night.
Well, they sure advertised the crap out of it.
They did, and I'm sure it had a lot of goodwill carry over from people who enjoyed the original series.
Mm-hmm.
The revamped version of the show launched about a third more viewers than Gossip Girl did the night before.
Hmm.
So Gossip Girl's still struggling, however, 90210 still bringing in the eyes. So congratulations to whoever is on that show. I will never watch. Speaking of hot new shows, In Touch Magazine has released their list of what they predict will be the hot shows for fall.
Okay.
90210 was 10th on their list.
Okay.
Number 9 was the X List.
I don't know what that is.
It's Sex in the City with one chick.
She, some psychic or something tells her
psychic,
that she's going to marry.
When will I meet the man of my dream? She said, you've already met him.
Yeah, so she goes back through all her exes.
So she has to go back to all the guys she dated and redate them to see if things still work.
Oh, dude, lame.
It's kind of like My Name is Earl.
Yeah.
But with feminine hygiene products.
You would recognize the actress. I can't think of her name, but she's done
either.
A lot of work, especially recently.
Man,
and
this
it's really good.
Weak.
Oh, it's a show Lisa will be watching.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
Kath and Kim is number 8 on the list.
What's that?
This is the one with Molly Shannon and
Selma Blair.
That's it. They play a mother and daughter who are forced to live together again after the daughter's marriage fails. It's based on a very popular Australian sitcom that was a hit over there. They're translating it into an American version. Gary Unmarried was number 7 on the list.
That's
our pal, Jay Moore.
Yeah.
plays a newly single dude trying to make it in the world of dating.
That's fresh.
Knight Rider, number 6, The Return of Knight Rider.
Shut up.
Come on.
Hot.
Come on.
Coche Fantastico. That's what they're calling it, apparently.
If he were in it, so I would watch. Border.
Coche Fantastico. Privileged.
I've never heard
of that.
Don't
know what
that is either.
All right.
But it's 5 on the list. Do Not Disturb, the new comedy with Jerry O'Connell about the hotels, number 4
I
on the
like
list.
Him, but it looks really goofy.
I don't know.
He's a funny guy.
We'll see.
Life on Mars, story of a cop who gets knocked unconscious and wakes up back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It was a smash hit British show, and they're doing an American version. We're stealing from the Brits left and right these days. Fringe, number 2 on the list, the new J.J. Abrams mystery.
Can't wait.
Looks like Alias meets X-Files-ish kind of thing.
Looks good.
And number 1, which is the series, new series I think I'm looking forward to most, The Mentalist. Have you seen the commercials for that?
No, I don't know what that is.
It stars Simon, that guy named Simon.
Cowell. Yeah.
No.
Peg?
Says.
Simon Peg.
Says, that's it. Simon Says.
Peg.
No. He plays a former televangelist.
Baker.
Simon Baker. He plays a former sort of John Edwards sort of I can talk to dead people fake guy. And he comes clean and says, I can't do that. I'm a con man. I'm able to read people. So he goes into helping the cops be an investigator by reading people and getting their tells and looking at a crime scene and being able to pick up facts that most people can't pick up on.
Sounds
because he's got that gift. Yeah. So he goes into investigations.
Show like that is totally dependent on who makes it.
I agree.
Could be great.
It looks very promising. So I'm looking forward to checking it out. So here's some highlights of stuff you should look forward to this fall. Tom Cruise is struggling. Life and Style Weekly magazine has announced that Paramount Pictures, there are rumblings over there at the studio about making Mission Impossible 4 without him.
Wow. Really?
You know, they had a famous falling out where Sumner Redstone canceled his contract and said, we don't want to make movies with you anymore because you're jumping on couches these days.
Right.
And he went off and bought his own studio, and now they're talking about getting back together again for Mission Impossible 4 because Paramount needs a hit. Tom Cruise needs a hit. And now they're saying they might recast the role with a younger, cheaper actor to keep the franchise going.
Oof.
So Tom Cruise having a rough time in Hollywood these days.
Plus there's this.
Dad, Tom Cruise won't come out of the closet.
Who's that?
That's not the case at all.
He's right, it's not. That's
very heterosexual.
That's a South Park joke. Yeah. That wasn't real.
And I resent you.
Yeah.
I resent you totally.
I agree.
And Carmen Electra has sad news.
Oh.
She has just been given her walking papers by the Max Factor Cosmetic Company. Apparently, she has been dropped as their spokesperson.
Hmm.
Gisele Bündchen has been chosen to replace her. The new marketing campaign will roll out later on this month, but Carmen Electra, out of a job.
Hmm.
I hope she's not sad.
Me too. That would be sad if she
was
sad.
She is sad. I would have to make her feel better.
any way
I could.
How would you do that?
Buy her something.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Beyoncé Knowles.
Oh.
Beyoncé. She is 27 years old today. Wes Bentley, actor from American Beauty and other feature films, is 30. Ione Skye turns 37. Damon Wayans of the high-flying Wayans brothers is 48 years old.
Are they circus
today.
Performers?
Yeah, they used to do the high wire and the trapeze.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And we love him. He's probably one of the best people I know. Dr. Drew Pinsky celebrates his birthday today. He really is just one of the best people.
Yeah.
He's a Renaissance man.
He's so much better than us.
He is, in every way.
Yeah.
I would like to find out at some point that here's a dark side to him and he actually like clubs baby seals or, you know, is like a kleptomaniac or secretly has been holding up convenience stores at gunpoint or something.
There's good and bad in everyone.
Right. I would like to know what his bad is because it just creeps me out that he seems to be almost saint-like in his capacity to care about other people and take care of himself and work out and live a healthy lifestyle and have a happy family and everything. It's almost unnatural.
Yeah, there's a dark deep secret there.
Something's going on there. I think he was touched when he was 8. I think he was molested.
He'd be the first to tell you.
And that's why he's acting out in the way he is, because someone molested him. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Drew is 50 years old today. Happy birthday, Drew. You're the best. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. Sorry about this in advance.
Me.
Telling you right
me.
Up front.
Yeah.
It's going to suck ass. Apologize. Sorry about it. Sorry about your ears. Sorry about all the damage this is going to do. But we are giving away tickets to the MTV Video Music Awards, which are this Sunday night. But you're going to have to earn them with a little game we like to call Omaroki.
as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
Omar, welcome.
What up?
Oh, boy. Omar's going to rock some songs for you. You have to tell us the artist. Now, here's the switch from what we normally do. We normally pick K-rock bands.
Right.
So that you're a little more familiar with them. However, we thought it would be funny to have Omar sing songs from all different genres because he's bad. And so what we're going to do is we're going to tell you the category. Omar's going to sing the song, and then you have to just identify the artist, the original artist.
Right.
Okay.
Whether it's a band or a singer or whatever, you just have to tell us who it is, and it might not be K-rock music.
Right.
Okay? So let's begin with Vanessa in Monterey Park. Good morning, Vanessa.
Hey.
Hi, Kevin and Bean.
Hi, Vanessa.
Welcome to Omaroki. You ready?
Okay.
All right. This is Best Rock Video. So tell us who this artist is.
You better run. You better do what you can. Don't want to see no blood. Don't be a macho man. You got to be tough. Better do what you can. So beat it. But you want to be bad.
All right.
Just beat it.
All right. Thank you.
It.
Thank you.
Beat
All right.
It.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Please tell me you know that, Vanessa.
Yeah, it's Michael Jackson. Beat it.
Not this year.
Yes, but in the category of best rock video this year at the MTV Video Music Awards, that song was done by someone other than Michael Jackson.
Showing how funky, strong is your fight.
She knows the song. Oh. All right, give us a guess. Sorry. Fall Out Boy. That was... I'm not sure why they did that, because it is the exact version that Michael Jackson did, but...
Yeah.
I think I need to remake it now, right?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Your commitment was astounding.
Like, that's not already on YouTube from your performance. Jennifer Van Nuys, good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Welcome to Omaroki.
All right.
You're going to have to tell us the artist that sings the next song. She is in the Best Female Video category. Here's your song.
Us girls, we are so magical. Soft skin, red lips, so kissable. Hard to resist, so touchable. Too good to deny it. Ain't no big deal, it's innocent.
Wow.
All right. Jennifer, who's that artist?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry is correct.
Good
Nicely
job.
Done.
Us girls, we are so magical.
All right, you go into the drawing. Hold on. Let's move along to Tyson in Long Beach. Good morning, Tyson.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Welcome to Omaroki. The next category is Best Hip-Hop Video for this Sunday night's MTV Video Music Awards. Best Hip-Hop Video. Tell us who this artist is.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The crowd is here, and the lights are on,
right.
And they want to show, oh, yeah.
Make him stop.
Yeah.
What's wrong
stop
with you?
Right. Tyson, who's that artist?
I hate to ask this, but can you do it again?
No way. Are you high?
No.
No way, dude.
Come on. Cell phones. I didn't even hear it.
Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry.
You are a lucky, lucky man.
Yeah, you're lucky you didn't hear it. That was Lupe Fiasco.
If you are what you say you are.
They went on before Rage Against the Machine at Lollapalooza this year in Chicago, and they would not stop singing that song. That's, I swear to God, 25 minutes of that song.
They did banjo versions of it, all kind of different versions.
They had 17 people on stage. I was like, come on, get off the stage. I'm ready for Rage. Let's go to Joey in Echo Park. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Joey.
Have you known any of the songs so far?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We have one person on hold.
Because they sound just like the originals.
Sure, yeah. This is Best Dancing in a Video, which is a very serious category for the MTV Video Music Awards. Best Dancing in a Video. Tell us what artist this is.
When I grow up, I want to be famous. I want to be a star. I want to be in movies. When I grow up, I want to see the world. I want to drive nice cars. I want to have groupies. When I grow up, be on TV. People know me. Be on magazines. When I grow up, fresh and clean. Number one chick. When I step out on the scene.
Wow. Name that artist.
Neo?
Sorry. That was the Pussycat Dolls.
When I grow up,
Good guess, though. All those people sound the same.
Dude, that was an excellent performance, I might say.
Absolutely.
Tony and Irvine, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, you know how the Pussycats, like, you know, have a bunch of, like, guest people? How rad would it be if they invite me on stage, you know?
You come up there with that?
You come up there with your T-shirt tied and a little knot in the front.
Yeah, totally rock that.
And working it out.
Absolutely.
All right, best.
Although I like Omar's version better.
I do, too, yeah. All right, come on. Don't suck up. It's not going to help. All right, Tony, the category is best editing. Best editing. Ooh. I know that sounds like you might not have a clue, but you should recognize the artist when Omar sings it. Here we go.
Everyone likes to dance to a happy song.
Weezer.
Hey.
Okay,
hey.
He said it. He already said it.
Weezer.
Yes. Yay. Nicely done.
Everyone likes to dance to a happy song.
Thank you for sparing us that song. We have two winners now. Let's go to Chris in Santa Monica. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Hey, Lisa, man.
Hey, Chris.
All right, you ready for Omar Oki?
Yeah, let's go.
Category is best special effects. But again, you're lucky because you should recognize it when Omar sings it. Tell us the artist.
Was a long
Wow. Okay.
Take two. All right, take two.
Was a long and dark December. From the rooftops I remember there was snow. White snow.
Okay.
Clearly I remember
you should
from the windows.
What? Oh, you say Coldplay?
Coldplay.
Yes,
was
nicely
a
done.
Long and dark December.
Man, I am so good.
Nicely done. Just
wow.
Because they
you
get them.
Died on that one.
Just because they get them, that means they're good.
No.
Rather than you're good.
Dude, people, I mean, seriously, go to krock.com. We're going to put this up online.
No, we're not. We're not putting this up online at all.
We're going to put it up online.
We're not doing that.
Check
all
back
right.
in 10 minutes, krock.com. There's going to be a best of Omar Oki up online right now because I rock so hard.
Lisa?
Yeah.
We got Jennifer. We got Tony. We got Chris.
All right. And the winner is... Chris from Santa Monica.
Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you.
You are going to be at the MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday. Thank you for putting up with your ears bleeding on Omar Oki.
Oh, Omar Oki, that's our game and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
So, I don't watch America's Next Top Model.
Well, duh.
It's not my show.
Yeah.
It's not into that.
It's horrible.
Well, Tyra Banks is bad in every way. Yeah. Really, I mean...
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore, a big fucking whore.
Every time I hear that song, I want a It's a Small World type ride featuring an animatronic Tyra Banks just being kicked in the head.
you can kick in the head.
In a boat and just see that over and over again with that song playing in the background.
Well, I've never watched the show, but I tuned in because there's supposed to be a tranny on it last night.
Was it a tran wreck?
It was. Yes, it was, as a matter of fact. And I don't know what they have. They have these two guys that they call Alpha J and Beta J. I don't know anything about this.
Do not look at me for answers.
I'm just saying that's what they're talking about.
Is one of them black and one is white with hair like yours?
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, not like mine, but pretty. So
they help them. They help the girls.
Okay.
Help them what?
They teach them to walk. The other guy.
You watch
helps
the show?
Them with their. I used to watch it.
Oh,
yeah.
The show's terrible.
Helps them when they're doing their little modeling
teach them
assignments.
To walk. Were they all in horrible car accidents?
You should see some of them try to walk. It's hilarious.
Ralph, I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind. They are in their 11th season.
Yeah. This is just
cycle. They call them cycles.
They call them cycles.
It's the end of our society. Yeah.
So they bus in all these women. There's about 33 girls. They bus them into this random, just generic warehouse out in the middle of nowhere, and out pop these two guys that are dressed kind of like mannequins in this silver lamé. I don't know what it is, like shiny
they
silver.
They often do that.
This sounds like a horrible nightmare.
And this is what one of the models said.
All of a sudden, Jay's cat. They look like mannequins. I swear, perfect skin, perfect hair. This is probably every girl's dream. It is every girl's dream. Even guys dream to be in front of like Jay's.
Yeah, guys are dreaming about being in front of Jay's.
I want to be around the Jay's.
They're kind of way gay.
Yeah. Just squealing in the background.
That's
like
all they do on the show.
That's all they do the whole show long.
They don't. This is they're at a Jonas Brothers concert.
Yes. This is not just the beginning. They do this through the entire 2 hours.
You should hear them when Tyra shows up for something. It's ear piercing.
Lord in heaven.
So they're going to have a really, really cool theme this year that's going to be like they call it the Top Model Institute of Technology, and it's going to be technology based.
Top Model Institute, TMIT.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. So the dudes come out, the two J's, Alpha or Beta, I don't know who it is, and they start trying to talk like robots.
Welcome to the Top Model Institute of Technology, where we build better models.
You realize out of thousands of girls, you were the few that were chosen to fly to this top secret training facility.
Which is a warehouse in Van Nuys someplace.
And this is a highly classified operation.
All right. How about
on TV.
How about you drop that whole thing and stop acting like ass a-holes?
Since you can't really pull it off.
Really?
I know. They keep abandoning it mid-sentence.
Since you come here to be on the show, it's really good. And we are happy to have you here. So congratulations.
Doesn't this smack of like high school when you were putting together a show and you were doing the best you can, but you're not good at it yet?
Not really.
Dude,
a professional.
I'll dress up like a robot.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah. And it seems to me like Tyra has been so pretty her whole life that nobody tells her to shut her trap.
Yeah.
Like, she thinks everything she does is funny. So they continue with the theme of the Top Model Institute of Technology, and they have this, this door that the girls are supposed to walk through, and they're trying to tell them that it's going to make them into models.
Is it a futuristic high-tech door?
That's what they want you to believe.
We're going
to
have you step into the Glaminator 11.0.
It's the Glaminator 11.0.
We are going to enter your data, and then we are going to make you a better model.
And I was like, they got technology like that? Are we going to come back like us? Or are we going to be transformed into a robot or something? We don't know.
Yes, I want her to win.
That's what's going to happen.
I want her to win.
You will go into a closet and be transformed into a robot.
They might not be the smartest girl.
Because Netflix has been holding on to that technology just to release it to Tyra Banks and her model show.
I want that girl to win. She's the best. Seriously, she's the best. She's the dumbest. So then they're supposed to hit the button. And
hit it, Alpha J.
That's some really bad sound effects.
So what are they actually doing? Giving them makeovers and then they step out and their hair and makeup are done?
Just wait. Just wait. And they show like fake lightning and electricity going all over the door and everything's going terribly wrong. They don't know what to do.
System overload.
Oh, no.
System overload.
Oh.
System overload.
The girls are screaming.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Oh, it's Tyra.
Tyra comes out.
Oh, Tyra's there.
The Glaminator turned the girl into Tyra, the greatest model of them all.
Jeez.
With the system overload.
Then she steps out and starts talking like she's a robot. I swear to God.
Kevin, you got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you at all. This
wasn't on television.
That's how they make this 2 hours.
Yeah. Two hours.
Wow.
Yes. And from what I understand, it does well.
It does, although they...
I guess they wouldn't have 11 of them if people weren't watching.
They're reaching new heights, if you will.
So Tyra has a little play on words for us. You know, America's Next Top Model is ANTM.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for ANTM as in America's Next Top Martian.
Oh, see what she did there in keeping with the sci-fi theme?
May I just say, no, she didn't.
Because I thought she did. I thought that's what she was going to.
It's not Martian.
No.
Come on, really?
Is it a Mercurian? What other planet start with M?
I'm not looking for ANTM as in America's Next Top Martian.
F you.
I'm looking for America's Next Top what?
Oh!
I'm having a little bit of a technical difficulty.
She's
I didn't
robot.
Hear you.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding. This was on TV.
You know what this is? This is the program they bring you in junior high school, and they sit you down for assembly, and they bring the anti-drug people in.
Right.
And they do some horrible sketch about, I am a robot on marijuana. I do not function. And some guy's dressed in a box with tinfoil wrapped around it.
Dear God. So at first, I wanted the girl that thought she was going to be a robot. I thought I wanted her to win. But that was before I heard this girl.
What would you do to make sure that we always remember you?
Be memorable.
All right, I want her to win.
Oh, yes.
She's my leader now. Yes. I want her to win. So Tyra and the two dudes are sitting there, and the girls walk up, and they ask them questions, and they get this one girl to say that she was chased by a moose one time. That's the story that she tells.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So Tyra, in all of her entertaining glory, comes up with this.
Can we reenact it?
You want me to reenact my...
Yes, I'm the moose.
You
and
sure
I want
are.
You to run from me fiercely.
Listen
to
music.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, now... Tyra, yeah, she's going to run fiercely. Now, Tyra comes out and puts their little fingers overhead like their horns. And she makes this ungodly noise while chasing the model around.
That was awful.
Okay, good. Thanks, Tyra.
Yes, it was. As are you.
But she's talking to the model. The model did terrible. That was awful. You weren't running from a moose.
What was she thinking she was going to do?
Act fierce.
Well, maybe you just sound like a Shetland pony, Tyra, that she would have had more motivation to be chased by a moose.
Now I want you to chase me, and I will show you how to run fiercely.
Okay, but I'm not going to make that noise, because moose don't sound like
okay.
Ready? Yeah, you are good, Tyra, man.
Yeah, wow, you're good, Tyra.
She gift. Was fierce.
You've got a gift, Tyra.
Are you kidding me? That was on TV.
I would like a moose to run down Tyra Banks for real.
So I guess in a previous season, they were doing a photo shoot at a homeless shelter or something. And there was somebody in the background that caught Tyra's eye, supposedly. And she wanted to get that girl on the show.
This girl is absolutely amazing. She's got to come back for America's Next Top Model. I said this girl, and my staff said, Tyra, there's something a little different about that girl.
I've always walked, you know, practiced my runway, just anything fashion related. Like, I'm so interested in.
So what's different about that girl?
I was born physically male, but... mentally, everything else, I was born female.
Okay, so it's a dude.
She's a transsexual. She's transgender.
Some people might say that I'm transgender. Some people might say transsexual. Personally, I prefer born in the wrong body, meaning I was born physically male on the outside, but everything else about me was female.
So let's talk about surgery. Are you pre-op or post-op transgender?
Pre-op.
All right, thanks for coming. See you later. Right? Isn't that what
I would think so.
Honestly.
Rather than transsexual, transgender, he, she would like to shorten it to born in the wrong body.
Yes.
That's how he would like to be referred.
Yes. So what do you think Tyra does? You think she kicks the tranny off the show?
Does she offer to pay for the surgery if the tranny wins?
No.
The next name I'm going to call is Isis. You stood out in the background.
That's the dude.
Last season.
Moving on.
And now you're in the foreground. Congratulations. Two names left.
Dude, moving on. About 15 super hot chicks.
And this
not moving on.
Is this a hot transsexual dude? Because,
no.
You know, sometimes the transsexuals can be
can
really
be.
Pretty.
That Britney impersonator?
Yeah, not from America's Got Talent?
Yeah, that
he's
one.
He's hot.
He's way hot. This dude, not hot
not
at all.
Hot. Just,
I would go as far as to say ugly.
So this is a transsexual from a homeless shelter that
yes.
she's putting in above... real hot women.
All the other women, the other 14 or 15 women that I had to call and go, yeah, I didn't make it. I lost to a dude.
I lost to a ugly, homeless, skinny dude.
So that's what they're doing
but
this
year.
But
that's not a stunt.
No. She's giving that person a real
I'm
chance.
I'm sure that person really earned it. I'm sure Tyra's not keeping them around just for the publicity factor.
Yeah,
sure. And I'm sure that's how she found him, too.
But I'd just like to remind you of this girl.
What would you do to make sure that we always remember you?
Be memorable.
Yeah.
Come on. She's going to lose to the dude. Tyra's going to give it to the dude.
I have to watch every week, though.
I know.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
I swear to God. Listen.
I'm in. I'm so in.
Listen to me.
I was out, and now I'm in.
Listen to me.
And it's all your fault.
I watched it last night, and I've never been more out now. You might go check it out once.
I'm in.
5 minutes in, you're going to shoot yourself in the head.
I'm in. I'm going to enter. I want to be on the show.
We started a new feature called Kevin and Bean Instant Request, and it's taken off. And we're getting a lot of good requests. We're getting a lot of bad requests as well. But this one came into the Afro line at 323-520-AFRO.
Hi, I have an instant request. How about Sean Connery and Gene Simmons discussing who's banged more chicks?
Wow.
Sean Connery and
Pretty
Gene
obvious,
Simmons.
Pretty obvious, really, when you think about it.
Well, I guess let's do it.
You instant.
Make a request.
Instant request. Kevin and Bean.
Instant request.
Good morning, Sean Connery.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
I couldn't be better. I'm better than you. That's for sake.
Yeah, that's no question about that. Also, I believe on the other line we have Gene Simmons.
Good morning, everybody. It's Gene Simmons.
How are you, Gene?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic.
How are you listening?
I'm fine, Gene.
Would you like a rose creeper?
I'm sorry, what?
Rose creeper. I'd like to massage your body with rose petals, and then in the
Okay.
A little abrupt.
All right. That's a little. We can't say things like that, Gene, if you don't mind.
All right.
Gene, say hi to Sean.
Hello, Mr. Connery.
Well, Gene Simmons, how are you?
I've been a big fan of yours for quite some time.
Well, I'm a big fan of yours, too. But I really enjoy your work. And by work, I mean how many you
No. It was funny. I was actually alluding to the fact that I'm not actually a fan of James Bond movies or your work on film. I enjoy how much ropey you shoot into.
Oh, thank you so much.
Come on.
I'm quite proud of my copious of.
Come on.
Sorry. You know.
What are you apologizing for, Gene?
Gene? Gene, are you all right? We were just talking about Sean's ropey stands of.
It's true.
Gene, are you okay? Or do you have Shannon Tweed on your.
Oh, come on.
Is that why you can't speak? Is your tongue so far Shannon Tweed that you can't talk?
Right now I'm performing the chocolate pizza on a girl that I met in Thailand.
Outstanding.
It is.
Wait a minute.
Can you one of those from Domino's?
This is a special order, believe me. I can tell you about it sometime. But, Mr. Connery, you know you are in your extended age, and I'm getting up in age, and I just wanted to know, what are your secrets to continuing to be sultry, to be amorous, to be seductive at your late age?
Well, I find it's hard for me to get a on unless I mix some violence with my sex. So now I like to a girl on and punch her in the back of the head.
Oh, the donkey punch?
The donkey punch,
no.
Yes.
That
sounds fantastic. Have you ever tried the Thai donkey punch?
No, what's that?
Oh, do you just put on brass knuckles?
Oh, it sounds great.
Come on.
I like to take a woman's and her like it's a.
Wow.
And hold her nuts. So that when I.
Come on.
No.
This is the most foul thing I've ever heard.
When I my down her king and hopefully to aspirate some of my into her.
Oh.
That's fantastic. I prefer to mix with and take a woman when she's on her.
Oh.
At full.
Come on.
I take my and then I go all over her, mixing the and the ropey strands of
all right.
And making a almost a Jackson Pollock like splatter paint all over over.
Yeah, I call that the raspberry tart.
This is the worst idea ever. That.
That's funny because I always called it the tomato taco.
Well, you
this.
Say tomato, I say tomato.
Okay,
as long as the girl just ends up with on her, who really cares?
Come on!
Please, stop.
All right, we got to go.
Wait a minute. Now, we're just getting into interesting
you
here.
You guys enjoy.
We gotta run. But
let's go have lunch, Gene.
Lisa May, speaking of lunch,
no!
How about I shoot all of your.
What does that have to do with lunch? 2 things. One, if you want to be an intern here at K-Rock,
Forget it.
It's a terrible job.
It's a thankless job.
It's a really bad job.
No way.
No pay. Yeah. You got to be in school, and you just get abused. But if you want to do that, go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page. There's a link there that you can email us and let us know what school you go to and that you want to be an intern. And two, on Fox this Sunday night, there's going to be a brand new show called Hole in the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And,
I read it that once.
I don't know. Mike used that once.
Yeah.
But it's going to be on Fox. And if you've ever gone to YouTube and seen that Japanese show, Human Tetris.
Right.
Kind of the same thing. There is a K-Rock team in it. It's Omar and it's King of Mexico and it's Beer Mug. And
yep.
They are in the show, and it's right after football on Fox on Sunday night.
They're the Beer Bellies.
They are the Beer Bellies.
That's their team.
And they rule. From what I've seen, I've seen a clip. I've seen some pictures. They kill things. So you gotta watch that Hole in the Wall on Fox on Sunday night. 7:54. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, congratulations to David Spade. I guess.
Now what?
You know his super hot Playboy Playmate girlfriend.
Yes.
He's gotten her pregnant.
Really?
Yeah. That means they had sex.
Well, yeah.
That's all he does, apparently.
He's David Spade.
I know.
He is David Spade.
It's inexplicable.
She's a playmate.
Yeah.
I know.
He says that he plans on visiting the baby in Missouri, where she lives, when he gets a chance in between shooting his show Rules of Engagement.
So, obviously, he's
going to be very involved in the baby's life.
That's commitment right there.
Is that what they do to pregnant playmates? They ship them off to Missouri?
This is someplace in the middle of the country.
Is there some sort of stud farm in Missouri where they send the pregnant playmates to raise their foals?
Most guys
the whole
either
story makes me want to vomit.
Most guys either remain silent if they're not going to be a part of it, or say I'm going to be a big part of it. They don't
I
say
I plan to visit the child. you know, when I get some time off from rules of engagement.
I work. I got a new show, and you need to watch it. But I'll get out there when I can.
Wow.
So congratulations.
Well done.
Yeah.
Also, congratulations to Ashley Judd in casting news. She's been added to the cast of the new Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie, Tooth Fairy.
Uh-oh. Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, apparently in Tooth Fairy, Dwayne The Rock Johnson plays a minor league hockey player who meets a woman who is a single mother of two kids.
Are you kidding?
This is all he does now.
Are you joking?
I bet those kids sure are cute, and he doesn't want anything to do with them, but then he learns to love them, and they win his heart over, and then he has to play the big championship game, and he learns an important lesson.
Not interested!
Come on. Someone stop The Rock! Stop The Rock!
You can't.
Just stop The Rock.
You can't stop The Rock.
You can't stop The Rock?
Nope.
See, there's a song. Stop. No round. No round. Remember that song? Gene Simmons of Kiss, you just had him on the phone.
Yes, he was very dirty, though.
I wish you had taken time to ask him about this lawsuit.
Oh, what
instead
lawsuit?
Of filling the airwaves with the filth that you guys did.
The vial that
not
he spewed.
Our fault. It
wasn't us.
You and Lisa were spurring those guys on.
It was not us.
Gene Simmons of Kiss apparently is getting sued. Alan Brown says the bass player and singer squeezed him out of a marketing deal with the Indy Racing League. Remember when Gene Simmons did that song for the Indy Racing League?
Well, wasn't that like 3 years ago?
Yes. I guess we're just learning about this.
I am Indy.
That's right. I am Indy. Mr. Brown claims he helped put the agreement together between Gene and the IRL, but then was eliminated from the contract when he was on vacation.
Oops.
Brown is also suing for slander, alleging that Gene told the IRL officials that he was, quote, rich and lazy. I may be lazy, Alan said, but I am not rich, sir. I will not stand you saying that about me. Damages are unspecified, but apparently he wants some cash from Gene. Gene, how do you feel about the lawsuit?
Sorry, what was the name of the man who's suing me?
Alan Brown.
Lisa May, speaking of Brown.
Oh,
no.
Right.
Gene.
Thank you, Gene.
We've had enough from you today.
Yeah, we have more than enough from you today. Are you ready for the Pussycat Dolls movie?
Yes.
No. I'm sorry. Did you say movie?
No. Yeah. Yeah, apparently the ladies are in talks to make a movie based on their pop career. They're currently looking over scripts and would play themselves on the big screen. Thank
sure
God,
they
because
would.
who could step into the shoes of the Pussycat Dolls and portray them on the big screen except for the Pussycat Dolls themselves?
Would this be like the Spice Girls movie?
I'm guessing that's exactly what it's going to be like, Lisa. Only instead of scary and sporty and sneezy and grumpy, we're going to have all the Pussycat Dolls that you know and love so well.
I don't know any of them.
I don't know any of them either. How would you know? How would you know if they just put a whole new cast of girls in that movie and said, this is the Pussycat Dolls? You go, sure, I bet. Yeah.
Wouldn't know.
Except for that Nicole Scherzinger, she's the only one I would recognize.
If you just put any random poon behind Nicole, I'd be like, oh, there they are.
That's got to be them. Nicole says that they're ready to take the band to the next level.
Okay. Yes.
And what level would that be,
it's
Nicole?
It's amazing they're at this level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Are you just, what's the next level for the Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah.
Just nudity and latex products? Yeah. Is that what the next level is for you?
I'd be in if that's the case.
What's the next level for the Pussycat Dolls? I can't imagine.
It would be porn.
And Miley Cyrus doesn't have her driver's license yet, of course, because she's 15 years old. But apparently, she's told In Touch Weekly magazine that she has already picked out her first car.
I'm sure.
She's picked out her first car. She's the one that's going to be worth $1 billion by the time she's 18?
Yeah, 21, maybe 21, they said.
$1 billion.
Who cares? It's $1 billion.
Yeah. At some point, she's going to be worth $1 billion.
Yeah.
She has ordered herself a white Mercedes-Benz CLK convertible.
Nice.
Apparently, she went for a few of the options.
Yes.
Cream-colored leather interior.
Yes.
I guess that's so there isn't any staining.
Yes.
When she's done with it.
Come on.
Parking assistance.
What's that?
Maybe
somebody that jumps out of the trunk. And
there's a little midget who will park for you. He'll parallel park if you're in a tight spot on Rodeo Drive.
I could use that.
Price tag? What do you think the CLK is going for these days?
Convertible?
Not near
I don't
as
know.
Much as I thought.
80? 80 grand?
Yeah, 75 grand.
75?
Yeah. Which for her...
That's like a starter car.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was 15...
That's the one she gets so she can bang it around and, you know, get it all banged up before she gets a good car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was 15, I wasn't getting a car.
You weren't getting a car?
Nope.
What was your first car? Do you remember what the first car is you drove?
It was a brown POS.
Was that the Honda POS? I forget who made that model.
The POS
I had a VW POS.
Did you?
A bug.
You had the same thing. All right. Yeah. I don't remember.
I had a Triumph TR7.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a used TR7. I don't know if you even know what the TR7 is, but the TR7 was sort of a failed attempt by British Leyland, the British company, to make a sports car in America and to sell it over here.
Yeah.
And it was shaped like a wedge.
Oh, yeah.
It had a slope front with the winking headlights.
Kind of like a bad Camaro.
And a wide back. It was built, it looked like a doorstop, basically, yeah. is what it was built like. And they were only in the market for a couple years in the 70s, and there were a lot of used ones you could choose from. And I had to have one. And
yeah.
that's what I started driving.
Bright stripes?
It was red with
red.
Black racing stripes.
Yeah.
And I spent more time under that car than I ever did driving it because it constantly needed some part to be changed.
My brown POS lit on fire. I tried to put it out with my orange soda. Didn't help.
Really?
I was pouring orange soda on the engine, like, furiously.
That's what the fireman suggested,
right
apparently.
That's all I had. What are you going to do?
The orange soda technique. Today's celebrity birthday is Beyonce Knowles from Destiny's Child and from Jay-Z. Is 27 years old today. Wes Bentley from American Beauty and other feature films turns 30. Ione Sky. I'll always remember her as the girl in Say Anything. Remember
of course.
Did you get a bell?
Yeah.
Ione Sky, yeah.
I think so.
Kickboxing, sport of the future.
Sure.
Love that movie. 37 years old today. Damon Wayans of the amazing Dancing Wayans. Something the family is entertainment business somehow. He's 48. And Drew Pinsky, the best guy I know.
He doesn't get a bell as well.
He's a good-looking dude. He's a good-looking dude.
Wow.
I would so jump on Drew Pinsky, given the opportunity.
Mm.
You know, I'd like to get him drunk and take advantage of him, but he doesn't get drunk.
No.
So how do you take advantage of a guy like that?
Dude, he's got a weakness. We just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
He's got to have a weakness.
But he's doing, like, horse tranquilizers or something at home. He's got to be doing something evil. He can't be that perfect.
Yeah.
Damn you, Drew Pinsky, and your perfection. Happy 50th, Drew. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
And watching you would ever know.
What that guy said.
Water
whatever that
down
was.
The quarterback, and then ye will never know.
Played that song
right. yeah.
200
yeah,
times. I don't know what it is. It's 9 minutes after 8. Kevin and Bean Show. Matt Money Smith has joined us in the studio.
All right.
Hey, Matt.
Also known as Mr. Sports.
That's me. Sports talk radio host.
Everything about sports.
Journalistic integrity
the guy
right
you
here.
Want to talk to.
No,
yes.
No, not journalistic integrity. No, not
did you
that.
Want to punch Bob Costas in the face, by the way, when he said that about Bella Caroli? When they bring Bella on to just cheer the gymnast and do what
I
Bella
know.
Does, and then he would say, well, if nothing else, we are journalistic integrity at its finest. Hey, shut up, Costas. Leave Bella alone.
Poor Bella.
You know, I used to like Bob Costas until Petros came by.
And yeah, I don't mind him. That was just the one moment that really, that was the one part of the Olympics that bothered me. That's why they
is
have
Costas?
Bella there. That's what they want him to do.
Of
and
course.
When he does it, Bob mocks him.
Yeah. You know what Bob is? Dick.
Bob's a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a dick, dick, dick. He's a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a giant dick. What a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a dick, dick, dick. Bob's a dick, dick, dick. What a giant big dick. Such a dick. Bob is a dick, dick. He's a dick, dick,
still
dick. What a dick, dick, dick. He's a
thanks for coming in, man. I appreciate you coming by.
John, it's great to see you.
Good seeing you. Always.
Go to that the only NFL gets you our best to cut some lines and be on my way.
That only gets funny to me after about the first 5 minutes. All right. Matt Money Smith is in the studio.
Yes.
Today is the opening day of the NFL.
Now, before we get to football.
Yes.
Were you guys pissed off about
that sucks, Corey.
About Bob Costas at the Olympics, or was it just me?
I don't like lemons. What do you mean?
Daddy's got some sugar for you.
Hey, you know what sucks? The gout.
communism.
I'll tell you what's funny about that particular line. Yeah. You know why I use the gout?
For those of you don't know, this is a commercial that Matt does on another radio station.
Remember when we used to go to Taco Bell at the old place, and there was that dude that was very troll-like?
Oh,
and we
walked in one
day, and he had like this green tint to him, and Bean says, "Hey, you're looking kind of sickly today." He's like, "Yeah, I got a bad case of the gout." This is the guy that's making your tacos right there. That you can see him behind the register, and it has stuck with me to this day.
We were like,
"The gout
out.
Sucks."
Yeah, the gout's not something you want.
No.
That's true. That's a good point.
You take off your tennis shoes. Let me see those feet since you got the gout.
Come on.
All right, football.
Football.
Ocho Cinco.
Yes, Ocho Cinco. Chad Johnson and the Bengals. Yeah,
has officially changed his name. Legally changed his name to Ocho Cinco.
Yeah,
what?
I heard that.
You didn't hear?
No.
Chad Johnson legally changed his name to Ocho Cinco.
Really?
So he can, the speculation is he did it so he can put it on the back of his jersey, and Roger Goodell can't do a damn thing about it. They can't find him because that's his name.
So his 85 jersey will read Ocho Cinco
that's
on his jersey.
Awesome.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if Goodell said, you know what? Last name only. Cinco.
Cinco.
Nobody gets their first and last name.
That's true.
Ocho. Sorry.
You might get an initial.
Yeah.
It'll be O Cinco.
O Cinco.
That's the best. Now the Giants play tonight. Eli Manning,
they
right?
They do, yes. Yeah. Eli and NFC East showdown. Ralph, very little interest in that division.
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't be concerned at all about this.
The Giants and the Redskins.
This is a win-win for me, whoever loses.
Exactly. It's at the bottom of the division. Yeah, I think it's going to be a rout, personally.
Do you?
Yeah, not crazy about the Redskins. Not crazy about their quarterback.
Got a new coach this year.
New coach who came over from Seattle, and he's one of those guys that holds that giant laminated card and always looks at it quizzically when things are going wrong, trying to figure out why he can't make sense of the 9,000 plays that are on there.
Written in tiny little lettering.
It's color-coded. It looks like one of those, you know, when you're at the car wash and you're kind of figuring out what you want to spend $10 on, those easy-to-learn Spanish cards that are laminated that you fold out, and you're like, you know what? I could probably make this work. I bet I could learn Spanish from this card I bought at the car wash. That's what those things look like. Yeah. But Giants in a route tonight is what I'm guessing.
Is Eli Manning going to have the season he had last year? Are the Giants going to have what they did last year?
Last year was weird.
It was weird,
for
I know.
For the Giants.
Because they started bad,
Manning
right?
didn't have the season he had last year. You know what I mean? The first half of the season, he was struggling.
First half, they kind of sucked.
That is the old cliche that came to fruition. You want to peak at the right time. And I think the Giants won 10 road games last year, which will never happen again. I mean, I would be floored if that ever happened again. They had to win all three games on the road in the postseason to get into the Super Bowl. And then, of course, Super Bowl Tech will get on the road. So, I don't think that they can duplicate that feat. But I think they'll be good. The problem is, and this goes for Ralph's favorite team, the Eagles. That's a good division. I mean, you have three really good teams in that division.
Are the Eagles one of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think
just
so. As long as Donovan McNabb is healthy. There's a guy that the Eagles got that I like a lot. You know, because I work with P, I've become a big fan of the Pac-10, and I watch a lot of the Pac-10 because he calls their games. And,
and
DeSean Jackson, by all accounts, should have been one of the names that everyone was familiar with, throughout the country. But Cal just, crapped the bed for the second half of their college football season, and he just kind of went by the wayside. But he was an early Heisman favorite. He can return punts. And Donovan McNabb, really, outside of T.O., has never had a good receiver, and I like this kid a lot.
Sean Fraction Jackson.
Did you say that they crapped the bed?
Yes.
that's how you described it.
Yeah. I was going to say S the bed, but I wasn't sure what was more acceptable.
Well,
S is not possible, so that's all right.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
We've had a lot of cursing on today.
So, I like the NFC East a lot. But, that's the thing. You get into these divisions, and for people that are kind of, in their suicide leagues or whatever it may be, you want to look for the weaker divisions and the one teams, the one team in that division that can just dominate, like the Seahawks. The Seahawks are one of the winningest teams in the NFL over the last 10 years because the West, for the most part, has sucked. They play in a division with the Rams and with the Cardinals and with the Niners, who have all been terrible for the last 5 years.
Right.
And I expect that to continue.
But then they get into the playoffs and play someone good.
Right. Although they usually win a round. You know, the Seahawks usually make it to the championship game, or at least a divisional play if they're a wild card. They've always won the division, to the second round. So that's a team, I think, that always bears watching.
Their coach, Holmgren, said this is the last year for him. He's done.
Which is weird.
Do you think that's the case?
Yeah, I think so. And
Why would he announce his retirement before the season?
You know, I think because they pulled one of these. And this happened in St. Louis, remember, when they had Mike Martz, and Martz wanted to be a head coach, and he was considered, like, you know, the guy in waiting. And Vermeil said, fine, I'll get out of here. Same deal. They got Jim Mora Jr. Remember Diddly Poop Guy, son.
And
I think what they also have to what they also have to worry about is the University of Washington, which is he's an alumnus he's a Husky alumnus. So I think they were worried that if they didn't make him the head coach, the Huskies would snatch him up because Ty Willingham's done there. So it's kind of one of those, we want to keep this guy more than we want to keep Mike Holmgren, who's the winningest coach over the last 10 years in the NFL. Figure that out.
Yeah. What about the Patriots? Are they going to be able to?
Yeah. They're that good.
Really?
They are that good.
What's up with Brady's foot? Hasn't played anything in the preseason.
We had Dennis Green. They are who we thought they are. He was on with us on Monday, and he said he's concerned. The people he's talked to think that this is a bigger deal than they're
his
letting
foot
on.
Is more of a
problem. And you know, when you talk about the backup, you know, think about it. You gotta know two quarterbacks on every team these days. For some reason, dudes just aren't durable anymore at the quarterback position unless they're Brett Favre. but you know, the backup to Tom Brady, it'd be like you and Bean going on vacation instead of Ralph and Lisa and Mike taking over, freaking Dave and like beer mugs.
That'd be a good show, by the way.
And carry the show. That's basically how big the fall off is.
They don't have a backup at all?
Well, they have a kid from, we'll put it this way. Their number one backup is Matt Castle, who went to USC and never played a game.
Right. Never started for
SC. Never started a game for SC. That's their backup. So, big fall off there if Brady's not well. But, you know, he'll be fine. They'll protect him. They got a good offensive line. He won't take too many hits. And I think, again, they can.
But
they're
saying that foot was bothering him back in the Super Bowl, too, towards the end of the season. That's one of the reasons he looked a little off in that game, is that he wasn't being able to plant his foot and get everything done he usually does.
Yeah, anytime the pocket collapsed, he was in trouble. He wasn't as mobile as he was prior. Not that he's a real mobile guy anyway. But I think the Patriots are the class, clearly. And, you know, it's kind of like that top three teams. You got the Pats, you got the Bolts, and you have the Colts, I think, in the AFC. And in the NFC, it's wide open because of what the Giants did last year and the Cowboys.
I just love Belichick. He's just so miserable. It seems like he's always so angry and miserable.
He's never enjoyed a game in his life.
They're going unbeaten all the way through the season. He just looks surly.
One thing I would like to change on Belichick, you know, is he wears that hoodie on the side.
Yeah.
Guys that are that angry, I think, wear crew necks. You know, they're more crew neck sweater, angry, like, not at Starbucks, but, you know, pick your local diner coffee guy. Sipping a cup of coffee at, Joe's Diner.
Maybe he should wear the hood.
Just pissed off at everyone that walks
in. Maybe he should put the hood on.
Could wear the hood. Little Unabomber
look,
Bobby
Knight kind of thing, always had that crew neck going on. Just that sour, angry look in his face.
Right. Sweater vest. Polite, intelligent, crew neck,
angry,
a-hole. Smokes cigarettes, drinks coffee, and wants you to die.
All right, NFL opens today. Very excited about that today. And then Sunday, there's a whole list of games. We'll continue the conversation with Matt Money Smith. Plus, we got to talk about fantasy football.
Nope.
No. Ralph, big fantasy guy, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, Brian Westbrook in the first round.
Evil, this whole fantasy football thing.
And we'll also talk local bars that you can watch.
We get a lot of emails, people saying, I know you guys did this last year, but I'm from out of town, and my favorite team is fill in the blank. Do you know any local bars where I can go to watch my team, like Ralph does every Sunday with the Shag, with the Eagles? You know, people want to gather with other fans of that same team. And
are you still
together.
Effing with everyone and giving them their rivals team as their bar that they're supposed to go to on the website?
Yeah. That was not on air. Yeah. So Money loves fantasy football. Matt Money Smith, who's here in K-Rock. And Ralph loves it even more.
So bogus.
And that's what I like about it.
You know you don't have a team, right? You're not really, you're not really an owner of a team.
The thing I do like about fantasy football is, instead of just watching your favorite team,
You should be doing.
Which I always do.
Right. And that's
which
all
I always
matters.
Do. But then you watch a lot of other games, and you have an interest in every team to some degree in the NFL.
Yeah, but
and
if, as
you
a
become
Bears
more
fan,
educated.
But as a Bears fan, Money, you can be educated. Just read the paper. You don't need to play your little fantasy Dungeon and Dragon game, okay?
Look,
as a Bears fan, how can you put like Donald
an eight-sided die?
Maybe you put Donald Driver as a wide receiver on your fantasy team, and then you're happy when he does well. But you shouldn't be happy because you're a Bears fan.
That is a legitimate argument.
How many
if
leagues
I had Donald Driver? But I got Pat Creighton on the Cowboys.
How many leagues are you in?
Just one. It's me and my idiot punk rock friends that just get together once a year to make fun of each other.
Well,
it's not, I'm not that deep into it, but I do enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah,
I like stats. I like numbers. I'm a numbers guy.
Yeah,
but you can have all the stats without the fake game you're playing in your head.
Numbers guy with three daughters.
All right, let's talk about some of the games on Sunday.
Games start Sunday.
Which teams are you excited about? Which ones do you think are locks?
A lot of interesting games.
Yeah,
this week,
you got Brett Favre in New York Jets green against their most fierce rival, the Miami Dolphins, who have Bill Parcells.
This game would be nothing. Would be meaningless.
No one would care. Although I guess with Bill Parcells, you know, anytime Bill Parcells is attached to a franchise, there is some interest. But
you got Chad Pennington,
yes,
starting for Miami, who was up until when Brett Favre joined the team, the quarterback for the Jets.
I didn't realize that's where they unloaded him to.
Yes. So you got now Brett Favre returning to the game, playing his first game for the Jets, and the former Jets quarterback playing for Miami. So there's a lot of human drama, I think.
That's pretty strong.
And my guess is, I mean, I think this makes sense that they named Brett Favre a captain, but at the same time, I've got to believe that all the players were that were sweating through, you know, training camp, probably not happy with that.
Right.
That you know, he's barely been with a team. He probably doesn't even know everyone on the team.
Yeah.
He doesn't know the system yet.
Yeah, he's a captain. And he even said that was a little weird.
But he's a co-captain. They're a co-captain, right?
Right. He's one of the
captains.
But
that happens a lot. I mean, when Beckham came to the Galaxy, for example.
How'd that work
they
out,
made
huh?
him.
Yeah. How did that work out for David Beckham?
They made him a captain, and the other guys have to go, all right, well, I've been here for a while. But,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's one that bears watching. That's an early game at 10. And I would assume, at the very least, if it's not on the national stage here in L.A., you'll get numerous cut-ins.
What about the San Diego game? Who are they playing?
I like the Chargers. I think that this very well, if in fact Tom Brady is banged up a little bit, this could be the Chargers year. Even with Sean Merriman, he's got a knee issue. Had four doctors. This sounds like a Kevin thing to do, by the way.
Yeah, it does.
Four different doctors say, yeah, we recommend surgery.
Geez, that looks bad. Okay, I'm going to go see another doctor.
You shouldn't be on that. You should lay down right now.
Let me get this straight here. No. I can run forwards and backwards, but not sideways. I'm going to play. Yeah. Yeah, so Sean Merriman going to play anyway.
He's risking ending his career.
You know,
he can blow that knee completely out if he steps the wrong way once.
P used to work with Tim Brown, and he was saying that he had the same surgery and said that for some reason it did not have any impact whatsoever on him. So this may be one. It's not an ACL. It's not an MCL. It's an LCL.
Meaning they can't fix it?
Yeah. Well, he just said it doesn't make a, you know, you still hurt, and it didn't make a dramatic difference, and he felt like he lost part of his season for no reason because the same. So there may be that may be one of those injuries that doesn't affect football players as much if you wear a brace or something. But I like the Chargers.
Can he be the same player with the injury, though?
I think so.
He's so quick
and strong that unless, you know, his leg falls off,
that'd be awesome.
Would be pretty cool.
Hand him the ball, leg comes off.
Time out.
Hang on.
Picking up, live off the field.
Sean Merriman down to the crouch, attacks for the left side. Oh, his leg fell off.
Now, Oakland, am I reading this wrong, or are there two Monday Night Football games?
They have done that now for the last 3 years, I believe. Doubleheader on Monday night. And typically, the alternate crew that broadcast the other Monday Nighter is better than the Mike Tirico, Kornheiser, Jaws crew.
Yeah.
So you got Minnesota, Green Bay, then you have Denver at Oakland.
Yes.
So they got Golic and Greenberg doing that?
I don't know. Is that what they're doing? ESPN incestual stunt.
I think so it is. Yeah.
The evil four letter. I like the Raiders, actually.
Yeah.
Jamarcus Russell, new quarterback. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Darren McFadden. Look, they're not going to win 10 games and make the playoffs, but I think they could make a dramatic improvement from their 4-win season last year, maybe win 7 games. I just like McFadden a lot. And if you watch that last preseason game, he ripped off a couple runs that were, you know, Adrian Peterson-like, where they were 25, 30 yards each.
He was playing against third-string defensive,
He was in the first series. So actually he was playing. But, you know, vanilla defense, you're not showing him a lot.
A mess, though, right?
Denver actually could be a team that does well this year. They were off last year. Why, I don't know. They have a wide receiver I like a lot, Brandon Marshall. Jay Cutler's in his third year. He looks like maybe the one quarterback out of that crew that is going to break through if Matt Leinart and Alex Smith, neither of who are starting. Leinart's career has taken a dramatic turn for the worse, unless You go to one of those fancy T-shirt websites, like, I don't know what they call them, Brazzers or whatever they might be, and they have arguably the greatest T-shirt I've ever seen.
What is it?
It says Training Camp 08, and it's a silhouette of Leinart with a beer bong going into a chick's mouth. So there was something good that came out of that situation.
What's going on with Leinart in Arizona? What are they doing?
Yeah, because they're starting Kurt Warner, right?
Yes, they are.
He earned the spot in the preseason.
He's
right?
been much better. A two-time MVP of the league.
I know, but old.
Old, but he's got it.
Who's going to win you games?
Yeah, and he's got a wife. That's interesting.
That's crazy
that
beyond words.
That you can cut to on the side.
That's right.
She's got spiked hair and looks like a lesbian.
Leinart was just a pick machine over the preseason, just throwing all kinds of INTs.
We've heard a couple things about that situation. One, that Leinart has to be coddled, and he does not deal with adversity and a challenge to his spot.
Mentally weak.
Yes, mentally weak would be the impolite way to put it. Yes, mentally weak is Leinart. He's trying to cushion that. And then the other is that Wisenhunt feels like his job may be on the line if he doesn't put together like a 9-7, 10-6 season, and he knows that Warner, you know, the old cliche, gives him the best chance to win. So, and they've got a lot of talent in Arizona, brand new stadium, fans that, you know, have a lot to invest their money in Phoenix and the Suns, and Arizona State's good this year, that they need to get people in there.
So do you see the Cardinals going without a loss this year? Do you think they'll go all the way, perfect season?
They'll break the record.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, good.
I could see that, yeah. Those fancy new uniforms are there.
Glad to hear that.
That's what's going
to
do it. but I think when you talk about the AFC, and that is clearly, it's kind of like the American League has been in the past in baseball. They're just a cut above. And that allows the NFC to have more parity and a lot more teams to have an opportunity to win. But the AFC, it seems as though it's probably one of three teams, and that's likely the Chargers, the Patriots, or the Colts.
There are like six teams in the NFC who legitimately could come out of the crowd and go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you the Cowboys.
You got the Saints with Saints, Breeze, and they got added Shockey this year. So
yeah, Hurricanes, though, you know.
That's true. They do have a lot of Hurricanes.
If Mother Nature is against you, I can't imagine how the football gods like you. I'm going to go, you know, up there with Zeus and everyone, you know, and as they're sitting around, I think Mother Nature gets a little bit of an advantage over football.
So when Mother Nature says F you to some place, you just have to bet against
Sorry, football. Yeah. You got to go with somebody else.
That's too bad. All right, we need to take a break, but when we come back, we'll take some phone calls. If you know of local bars where you can watch football, but not just that they have football on, it's for a specific team.
Right.
And all of the fans for that team show up at that bar. 1-800-520-1067, and we'll... All right, we have a list up at krock.com of bars that you can go to. Kevin and Bean page on the front there, and you can click on it and see where your favorite teams are playing. We're also going to take some calls now and kind of add to them and see if we can get some other places for you to see your team. Juliet is on the phone, Santa Monica. Good morning, Juliet.
Kevin, Bean, Lisa May, I love you guys.
Good morning.
What's happening? What's your team and where do you watch them?
They're not my team, okay? The Raiders at Tony P's Dockside Grill in Marina Del Rey, though. Totally take over the bar.
You won't own the Raiders, huh?
Can you blame her?
No. Your boyfriend likes him, though, right?
No. I used to work there.
Okay.
Tommy T's
so,
and Marina Del Rey.
Juliet, you avoid Tommy T's, is what you're saying on Sundays.
For sure.
There
Can
you go.
Imagine being a cocktail waitress for a bunch of Raiders fans on Sunday?
Very much. Thank you.
Oh, sweetie.
Did somebody order Mexican?
You must have been scarred for life.
I was scarred for like a few years, but I'm finally...
I just want to hug you.
Now.
I'm sure you do.
Get her over to the Shack, Ralph.
That's right.
Sure what some Eagle fans are like.
If you're right,
no
if you're,
more cocktailing.
If you're an Eagles fan, of course, the Shack in Santa Monica is a place I go on 26th.
So. Thank you, Juliet. You have a place you go for Chicago Bears?
There's a couple that
you
have been around
Corbin
for a while.
Bowl,
Corbin Bowl in Tarzana. and Tin Horn Flats in Burbank. And
why are they doing it in a bowling alley?
What's it called? The blonde redhead or something like that. No, that's a band. The bitter redhead, I think, is what it's called in Santa Monica, the Three Bears bars around town.
Okay. Lisa's place, right?
Is
the
it?
Bitter redhead.
Bitter redhead, where she used to work.
Johnny in Long Beach, good morning.
Good morning.
Where can you watch the Steelers?
At the Starting Gate and Buena Park.
Starting Gate, Buena Park. Hello?
Oh, he just flatlined.
Uh-oh.
We need a crash cart.
A harbinger of the Steelers season.
We need a lactate ringer stat.
How are the Steelers going to be? They're going to be bad?
They're going to be good.
No, they're going
to
be good.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
Let's go to Jason.
You just got a big contract?
Well, you got good receivers. Hines Ward and Santonio Holmes.
Roethlisberger just signed
a giant deal. They got good running backs. Willie Parker, I like their rookie. Rashard Mendenhall a lot. So, yeah, they're going to be good. Yeah.
Jason is calling us from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's happening here, Jason?
Not much. I'm just calling to let you know that you can watch the Vikes at Northwood Pizza in Irvine.
I actually lived out there for a couple of years. It's part of the Southern California Viking Fan Club.
Now, Jason, can you confirm or deny something for me?
What's that?
Is it true, in fact, that Zubaz have made a roaring comeback in Minnesota and now can be found all over the place?
Actually, the creator is from here. I haven't seen him on the streets yet.
All right. Because my understanding is they have brought them back in high schools all over the greater Minneapolis-St. Paul area are now rocking Zubaz these
days. I'm actually a teacher, and I haven't seen any of them. So.
You need to start it then, Jason.
Thanks, Jason, for crushing my hopes and dreams. Thank you.
Money's a big fan of the Zubaz.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, too big of a
fan. Well, you know what's
fan,
great
really?
About Zubaz? Here's the thing.
I used to have Eagle Zubaz. I used to rock the Eagle Zubaz.
Of course you did, Ralph.
Oh, my God.
Is you go to a strip club, and what do you see, you know, right when you walk in? No track pants, right? No
That's
track.
Right.
Can't wear track pants.
Oh, yeah.
But Zubaz, even thinner than track pants, and there's no ban on Zubaz at the old strip club.
See?
See what I mean?
Just go commando with the Zubaz.
Find a loophole, man.
It's like having sex with
a stripper.
I'm like
a tax guy for strip club rules. Always find my way around it.
All right, let's go to Tom in Redondo Beach. Good morning, Tom.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Patriots fan. Where do you watch?
Fat Face Fenner's Fish Shack in Hermosa Beach.
Fat Face?
I'm sorry. I thought you said Fat Faced Fenner's Fish Shack?
That's what I said, brother.
Wow. Is that right next to Madman Mahoney's Hubcap Heaven?
Actually, he said Fat Face Fenner's.
Fat Face
Fenner's
Boston Bob, Red Sox Bob.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty accent, isn't it?
You guys all hate us because we win. So,
well, it's not that you win. It's that you don't know how to say ours.
That's why we hate you.
Because it's a bar. Because it's a bar. You sound ugly, Lisa.
It's another place. Sonny McClain's is on 26th, just catty corner to the Shack at Santa Monica, another huge Patriots bar. It's hard to get a seat in there if you don't show up early.
Let's go to Roxanne and El Segundo. Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning.
Hello.
What team?
Dallas Cowboys.
Boo!
Yeah. No one wants to see them. Sorry.
Mike does.
Everybody wants to see them. You can watch them at the office downtown in El Segundo.
The office downtown, El Segundo.
El Segundo.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Cowboys. Come on. Really? For serious. You know which team has a lot of bars in Southern California? Hmm. Are the Cleveland Browns.
They do.
Why?
Nothing else to do in
a
Cleveland but watch
city.
Football.
Well, I know, but...
Well, why are all
and
the Clevelanders moving to Los Angeles?
Because there's nothing else
where
to
would
do.
You rather live, Cleveland or Los Angeles?
That's true.
But then why do you still follow the Browns?
No team here.
Oh.
Yeah. Good point.
Joe in Pasadena.
You don't give up your team just because you leave your city, Kevin.
Clearly not.
Obviously.
I guess. Joe?
Yep.
All right, where do you watch the Cleveland Browns?
At the Foo Bar on Santa Monica.
Where's that
in West West Hollywood.
Oh! Oh!
It's right next to the...
It's a gay bar during the week, but on Sunday it is a Cleveland Browns.
Oh, of course it is.
On Sundays, it's a really
and
gay bar.
And it just so happens that the team of choice are the Cleveland Browns.
the owner came from Cleveland.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute. You're telling us that for real it's a gay bar and then it for real is a Cleveland Browns bar on Sunday, or you're just setting people up?
No, I'm very serious.
Huh.
Awesome. That's awesome.
How do you sell that to a football
right.
fan, by the way? All right, look.
I know it's a gay bar during the week.
During a week, all right? Totally gay. Sunday.
Cleveland fans.
Browns bar.
Cleveland fans of all people.
Wearing
like,
hard
seriously.
Hats.
Yeah, seriously, guys. Trust me. It's cool.
Can we
weekend.
Get freaking some Lewis and Clark exploration to Cleveland so they can find a different bar in Southern California that's not gay 5 days a week and then football Sundays?
If there was going to be a gay football bar, you'd think it would be Packers fans would be going in there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Well, that's a terrible place to go to watch football, but okay. Thank you.
We don't know. It might be fun.
We're going to take a few other of these calls off the air. We'll put them up online at the Kevin and Bean page of KROQ.com. You can see all of the bars that we've been able to identify. We've had Miss Cleo out in the other room calling them just to double
verify,
check.
Yeah.
Make sure it's the same bar. Make sure it's the same football team, the whole deal. So.
And she makes dates while she's at it.
That's correct. Apparently. Yes, they all want to date her. So that's happening. Matt Money Smith, thanks for coming in, dude. We appreciate it.
I'm not leaving.
Okay, that's fantastic. We'll be
70s at the beaches, upper 80s downtown, mid-90s up to 102 today in the valley.
Oh. F you!
That's Kevin's house.
Come on! It's 70 at the beaches and 102 at my house.
Move!
Yeah, F you!
Seriously.
What are you going to do?
When state officials call a flex alert, Kevin, that's your signal to start saving energy immediately.
F
for tips
you.
And updates, visit FlexYourPower.org.
I spent all week, I was up all night last night looking at FlexYourPower.org. That's a good site.
You know what to do, right?
Woo!
All right.
Yeah.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. 8:55, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Well, it looks like Britney Spears is going to appear at the MTV Video Music Awards after all. It's been on again, off again, ever since we started seeing her do those commercials with Russell Brand, the host of the telecast, and now it's official. She said in a statement, "MTV has long played an important role in my career,
How can they not be there to kick off the 25th VMAs?
That girl's fat.
She'll be opening the show, Britney says, to say hi to her fans.
Oh, that's great.
And, of course, because she's nominated.
The fact that she's nominated is a joke, right?
She's nominated for three Sunday.
Three. Okay.
Best female video, best pop video, and video of the year for Piece of Me, which we watched in the office when we didn't know what we were talking about earlier. And we did watch it. And it should be called Piece of S, is
really?
What that video should be called.
Is that bad?
It's her still in the train wreck era.
Yes.
That's when she made it. And she's like sort of stumbling towards the camera. And then they just shoot a whole bunch of other hot chicks and everything to wrap the footage around her.
Wow. So.
And they got nominated for best video.
Video of the year.
Video of the year.
She's been nominated 16 different times for Video Music Awards and has never won one. Isn't that hard to believe with all her huge video success?
Yeah, you would think.
Are any of the other videos nominated, like the YouTube of her in the pool with that dude with no top on?
I don't think that's
nominated. Because that would make sense.
No. That's not the kind of videos they're giving awards
for. I'd vote
for
that one.
Yeah.
For sure. Nicolas Cage says his house is haunted.
All right, then. Nicolas Cage has long
Bangkok
been crazy.
Dangerous.
Bangkok dangerous. He,
I almost have to
Doesn't
see that.
Doesn't that sound like something that's lost in translation? Bangkok Dangerous!
Like they just directly translated the title from Bangkok into America.
It didn't work.
Dog eat face now, plate. When they translate the menus, it doesn't quite come out right. Nick Cage says his home is haunted. He's got a $3.5 million house that he refuses to sleep in because he says there are always at least five or six ghosts in the home.
Wow. It's quite
a
crowd.
Then.
Nick, put down the bong or whatever you got going on there.
Share it.
Someone suggested that they bring in some supernatural investigators to dispose of the ghosts, but Nick won't have any part of it. He said if there are spirits in there, he doesn't want them being exploited.
Exploited?
It's not a sweatshop. They're not making tracksuits. They're ghosts, for God's sake.
There's sewing machines everywhere.
Send them to the light. I saw the movie. Go towards the light. Get out of my house.
They need a place to go.
More of a ghost protector.
Remember that time I crashed Nicolas Cage's suite at the MTV VMAs when we were in New York?
I don't recall that story.
Yeah, I somehow got like, remember they had pins for the exclusive celebrity level, and I just found one laying on the floor, so I stuffed it in my collar and was just kind of peeking into all the suites, and there was an empty one, so I roll in and I'm eating the sushi and drinking the booze, and this usher walks in with Nick and
Usher
Priscilla.
Usher was there?
No, not Usher. Oh. And Usher, with Nicolas Cage and Priscilla Presley.
He
looks at me, and he's like, what the hell are you doing here? And
of course, how would you say that, Ralph?
What the hell are you doing here?
I said, what the hell am I doing here? What the hell are you doing here? And the usher's like, no, I think this is Mr. Cage's. I go, no, it's not. It's mine. And they're like,
nicely
they
done.
They stepped out into the hallway. I said, I'll get to the bottom of this. And I walked out of the hallway.
Nice bluff.
Ran away.
Nice bluff.
And you ran down the hall.
Oh, Nicolas Cage wanted to stab me in the throat.
You should have said, I'm David Cook, damn it. I want American Idol. Don't you know who I am?
Future. You'll know who I am.
That's
in 10
right.
years.
In the future. Leanne Rimes, the country singer?
Yes.
She wants to raise public consciousness about psoriasis.
Because she's got a nasty case.
Apparently, she suffers from a severe case of psoriasis.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
It is a skin disease where your skin is covered in red, scaly patches.
And it's always flaking.
Dear God.
And your skin flakes off.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like eczema on steroids. But if we're on steroids,
but if
it would go away.
It goes away. Yeah,
she'll figure that one out.
Apparently, she's got it so bad in her leg, she has to wear two pairs of pantyhose to cover it up when she performs.
Oh, no.
So she is starting a public service campaign called Stop Hiding.
Is it like impetigo?
It's not about impetigo, no. Because I think it's just
anytime I can work impetigo, and I
yeah, that's good.
Anytime you talk about skin ailments. To raise awareness about the disease, Stop Hiding is her new campaign.
Well, sounds sexy.
Look, if you've seen psoriasis, start hiding, really, is what
now, is that like ashy leg?
No.
No.
That's ashy leg.
That's for the brothers.
Who got a Lubriderm?
And Bristol Palin's got a new best friend.
This is the new vice presidential nominee's daughter?
Yes.
Sarah Palin, of course, governor of Alaska, her young teenage daughter, Bristol.
That girl's fat.
5 months pregnant, and she's found a kindred spirit in Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh, that's great.
Another unwed teen mom.
They should hang out.
They should hang out.
I tell you what, this mama thing's great. You!
Jamie Lynn knows what it's like to be 17 and pregnant and have the press jumping all over you. It's not the press jumping all over you. It's the teenage boys jumping all over you that gets into trouble.
How about a little defense?
She sent Sarah a note. Oh, excuse me, not Sarah, Bristol. Yeah. Saying, dear Bristol, hang in there. XOXO Jamie Lynn. And included a
a box from Petit Tresor, the baby store, the exclusive baby store in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
It was a collection of pink burping cloths.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
I guess you put that on your shoulder when you're burping the baby so they don't brap all over
you. Did she take a photo of her privates and send it to her and say, this is what it's going to look like after it's over. Look at our mud flaps. 17, vagina of a 40-year-old.
That's a new Jennifer Garner movie, I think. 17 vagina going on 40 vagina.
I like it.
Celebrity birthdays today. Beyonce Knowles from Destiny's Child turns 27 years old today.
She is a creamy cocoa delicious shake of goodness.
Yes, you stole that from me.
Whatever that was.
Just going to say that.
Wes Bentley from American Beauty is 30 years old. He's also been in a bunch of other stuff, but I can't think of one right now.
Yeah.
Ione Skye. 37 years old today. Damon Wayans of the hilarious Wayans clan is 48. And Dr. Drew Pinsky. You know him, you love him. You can't live without him telling you that you were touched when you were 8. He is 50 years old today, and he's the best person we know. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Hey, get me the afro that that requests this, if you don't mind. Oh, no, that's a different afro. I'm sorry, Mark. Mike. I'm confused.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
You're on
that
fire
was
this
everything.
Morning.
That was
that did have everything.
That was like a fruitcake. Everything in it. Nuts and raisins and
all right,
cherries.
Can we move on?
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew?
So what it do,
what it do, nephew?
Your phone calls now, 1-800-520-1067. Just for getting on the air, you get a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced Screening of Burn After Reading.
I can't wait for this movie.
Which looks awesome. You get to see it on Thursday, September 11th at the Arclight in Hollywood. Just for getting on the air. All right, let's begin with Erica, who is calling from Los Angeles. Good morning, Erica.
Hi, Erica. What's been up, baby boo?
What did it do?
What's going on?
So that foo bar place that guy was talking about earlier to go watch football games at the gay bar.
He said it was a gay bar 5 days a week, and then on Sunday there was a football, and we thought he was setting people up.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, it's not your average gay bar. They pretty much show hardcore gay porn on all screens.
Well, that's why I asked him, because I do find that funny that he's going to send somebody there on Sunday, but he seemed to...
He was very definitive about it.
He was quite clear
Even if it's like that on the weekends or on Sundays, it's definitely a little out there during the week.
I got you.
So you just go on Sundays for football, and then you go Saturday nights for the hardcore gay porn.
And halftime, of course.
Spend the whole weekend at FUBAR.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Greg in Corona. Greg, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what up, Kevin and Bean?
What do?
What's up, Lisa May?
Hey, Greg.
What's going on?
So yesterday, right, I go into work, and, you know, I'm training the new host, and Stephanie from Full House came in.
Yeah!
Stephanie Jody from Full House.
Yeah, she came in.
Jody Sweetin?
Yeah, she came in, right? And I wasn't serving her, but somebody else was, and she was kicking back drinks. She had about 4 or 5 drinks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she left. We were debating if it was her or not, and then after I got off work, I went down the street to another restaurant, mm-hmm. and I had a couple drinks myself. I talked to the bartender,
right?
And she said, she's like, yeah, Jody
came
in here, and I was like, oh, for real? And she's like, yeah, she had a bunch of drinks, too.
I saw her at the roast, the Comedy Central roast,
right.
of Bob Saget, and she looked pretty good, by the way.
Oh, no, she did look pretty good. But
she used to have a meth habit, I think, didn't she?
Sweet.
Yeah, she just got out of rehab, which I thought was pretty funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is funny. There's nothing funnier than that.
All right.
Thank you for the call.
Making her way down the street.
Let's go to John in Redondo Beach. We were talking about football a lot today because today is the opening day of the NFL. John, good morning.
Good morning.
What'd it do?
What a D, Nessie. I want to talk about, you guys hear about Rudy Johnson just got signed by the Detroit Lions.
Right.
And the guy he replaced, Tatum Bell, in retribution for that, apparently stole his luggage.
The guy he replaced stole his luggage for real or just as a joke, a prank?
No, like for real. Like took his Gucci bags and ran off of them. turns out later he got the bags back, that everything inside of it he kept.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I like it. Oh, that's got to be a little weird, though. That's got to be a weird job situation where you're playing in a team in a city, you got your home, you have everything, and then they just say, sorry, gone.
Yeah.
Tatum Bell claims that he was picking up a teammate's bags who had been cut, and he mistook those bags for his teammates' bags.
So he's saying it was an accident.
Right, but there's still no explanation as to why they would come back with underwear, socks, and $200 in cash missing.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I like it. I think that's what, I think that would be cool if all athletes, when they got traded, started...
I'm going to steal your bag! Take my job, I'll take your bag!
All right. I don't know whose name this is because I can't read it, but they're calling from Hacienda Heights. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
What did you do, nephew?
What did you do? Hey.
What's going on?
All right. The White Pants theory, I had no idea what it was until you said this morning.
You never heard that? Okay, right.
It's science.
I've never heard of it. It's science. It's science.
I don't know about that, but I hope not.
I'm telling you, it's science. Go ahead.
Okay, but my grandmother and my aunt, which are her sisters, they're constantly wearing white pants.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about.
Freaky dinky.
Your grandma likes it in all kinds of different
they're
ways.
They're goers.
So, you know, it brings up, you know, I want to ask questions, but I kind of want to stay out of that if it goes anywhere
near.
You want to get into that.
You need to ask questions.
Come Break on. Yourself off a little piece of auntie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She is good to go.
That's one grandma that don't need no prune juice.
Oh, shut up, Mike.
Don't need no prune juice.
He's a classy dude. That's like Flava Flav.
All right, now I'm just going to phones unscreened. I can't tell what's going on over there. It's free phone Thursday.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Yes. Who's this?
That is Jordan from Glendora.
Hey, Jordan.
Jordan
Glendora, what it do?
What it do?
What it do? First off, Ralph Garman, one of the funniest men alive.
I agree.
God bless you, sir.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I bring my own toilet paper to work, and I get made fun of. Why?
You bring your own toilet paper to work.
First of all, why do you bring your own toilet paper to work?
Okay, first off, Lisa, have you ever taken a crap at the Home Depot?
Oh, Home Depot?
No, I have not. I can proudly say no.
That is a great question, though.
20 grit sandpaper.
Yeah.
Really? It's sandpaper?
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. So you bring your own. Where do you put it? You have a locker or something?
Yeah, I put it in my locker. Every time I need to go to the bathroom, I go to my locker, I get it out, and
Jordan, I have no problem with that, and I can't imagine why your coworkers would make fun of you.
Oh, I would make fun of him, but I would steal his toilet paper when I had to go to the bathroom, too.
You got to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
But see, that's why I have a lock on my locker, though, so yes. I haven't thought of that.
Sweet.
You're a smart guy.
Yeah, you're gonna
I commend your caretaking of your sphincter.
Yes!
I commend
it.
So happy. I'm going to give you a scout's badge for that. Sphincter caretaking badge.
I've never heard anyone so happy about Ralph's approval. It's a little scary, to be honest with you.
I'm going to give your sphincter a gold star. Well done.
All right. Thank you to Matt Money Smith for coming in, talking football with us, and fantasy football, which Ralph loves.
Oh, bogus.
He's on in the afternoons with Petros at 5:70 a.m. at 4 o'clock, I believe.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Russell Brand, the host of the MTV Video Music Awards, will be here. You heard me.
Wow.
I said Video Music Awards. Don't look at me like that.
Video.
Russell will be here. We have Andrew Siciliano in studio.
Oh, I love him.
He works for DirecTV. The Red Zone is a channel that you can get where he basically takes you to whatever action is going on. You watch pretty much all of the important parts of every important game.
The best plays of every game that's on in the NFL all Sunday long.
Also on tomorrow's show, we're going to give you tickets to the MTV Video Music Awards, which I am having trouble saying, which is good because Kat is the announcer for this year's VMAs.
No kidding. They gave up on you and went to Kat.
Oh, no. I was Grammys. They gave up on me. MTV was never dumb enough to hire me. So Kat wants some tips. And apparently,
I'm the guy to give them to her.
So that's
all right.
That's tomorrow morning.
Learn how to say video. I think would be your first tip for her.
That would be a good one.
But you're struggling.
Mark Thompson is also going to be in the studio. He is
spectacular.
The host of a new TV show called Hole in the Wall, which is going to be on Fox right after football on Sunday night. And there is a K-Rock team in it.
Yes.
DJ Omar, King of Mexico, and Beer Mug.
Yeah.
Are all on the team, the beer belly teams, I believe they're called.
Should never be in any sort of athletic competition ever, those three guys.
So we're going to talk to him about that tomorrow morning as well. And then Sunday night after the football, you can see the K-Rock team. I think we rock it. I'm pretty sure that we kill. I'm pretty sure we win.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. All right. Kat is up next. She has 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. She's got MIA. She's got the new Rise Against, Re-Education Through Labor. She has Pearl Jam. She has Pennywise and the Smashing Pumpkins coming up next.